Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Ooh-oh! Welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports.
Brought to you by Little Smack and Good. Brought to you by the Nerd of Dog, the Nerd of. Brought to you by Medium Talk.
Yeah. Brought to you by the premium podcast network of the Black Guy Who Tips. Yes. I am your host, Rodimus Prime. I have my co-host joined here today.
This your boy, Quiet Motorbike, a.k.a. Young Dubai, a.k.a. We Out Here Getting Olive Oil Money.
Make sure you guys go ahead and support them. And don't forget the Subway Fresh Take Hotline is always open.
Yes, it is.
A.k.a. French Fry Grease.
We also have a very special guest in here. The first lady of the Blackout Tips Podcast Network. We have Karen. What's going on, Karen?
How y'all doing?
Oh, it's good to see you in here. Brought to you by Maybelline. AKA, maybe it's beautiful. Maybe it's your skin. I don't know.
AKA right. Queen Kate. AKA lip gloss popping. Lip gloss is good.
Right.
But yeah, we are back on a very special edition of the Blackout Tips Nerd Off.
Yeah. We're doing a little bit of everything, ain't we? Yeah.
Jessica got me confused. Balls deep. Balls deep, guys. That's what we're doing. We'll be going balls deep and everything. Of course, I can't have the show without the theme. Thought I would kick it old school this time and take it back a little bit if it's okay with everybody.
You see, Dad, it's not just superficial. I'm in love.
Cheesy Charlie's.
I sink all the way down to the bottom, and you can't find me.
Damn, that deep?
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love.
I'm talking about balls deep.
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. In love,
I wanna have sex with a personality, try hump her positive traits, give a pound into her feelings, make yourself mouth salivate. Tara, are you listening? Not talking, just a tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No problem. Back in my day, players didn't make as much as they used to make.
Sorry to hear that. What was up? I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm here talking about balls deep in love. Thank you, Scottie Pippen. That's right, guys. Shout out to my man Austin Nichols. Visit his YouTube page for him to sing other things. He's singing Happy R&B Remix. Let It Snow Sax Instrumental Prime.
Oh, shit.
He just don't have nothing to do with this day.
Hard Being Me Instrumental. And Prime So Good Interlude. Okay. An Everlasting Taste Instrumental. I don't even know what that means.
Me either.
I don't know what that means.
No.
I don't want to click on that.
I'm not mature.
I'm scared to click on that one. How's Happy an R&B remix? Happy's not an R&B song?
What do you slow it down?
Now, this only has 127 views. I don't know if this is ready for prime time, but we'll see.
It might sound crazy what I'm about to say.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He sound better than music.
Sunshine, you take a break.
Hustle.
Yeah. I'm like a hot air balloon.
Are those mattresses in the back?
Yeah.
The sound?
Do what you gotta do. Fake it till you make it, sir.
Let's pause that real quick, Ron.
Say what now?
So he went and bought $400 mattresses to do what he gotta do.
It's cheaper than soundproofing your room, dog.
Okay. I mean, if you got two on, that's 800. That's 1,000 right there. You couldn't soundproof.
I mean, we don't know that though. You made up the price for the mattress.
Those
could be $50 mattresses
on sale.
I mean, yeah. they white. I don't see no stains on them.
I mean, yet. Maybe flipped it on the other side.
Clap along if you know what happiness.
that bad, man.
Oh, he didn't get to remix.
I mean, he can sing. He got a decent, you know, he got decent vocals. It's just.
I wonder what made
his music.
I want to know what made him pick Balls Deep then.
That is because
like the rest
rapper.
Of these are like pretty serious. You know what I mean? Like it don't seem like he fucking around with none of these. Primes Whip My Hair by Jimmy Fallon. So it's not Whip My Hair by
Willow Smith.
Willow Smith.
He sing. He kind of. I mean, he versatile, dog. He do it all.
Poetic Justice. Click.
Black. Whites. He don't care.
Yeah. Shout out to my man Austin Nichols, dog. We appreciate you. This is Balls D Sports. You can find us all those places I told you to go already. All right. So look, we got emails. We got to talk our shit segment. You know, the whole show is, of course, going to be brought to you by different sponsors.
Brought to you by Let Your Soul Glow, Jerry Curl Spray. Just let your soul glow. Brought to you by all the internets that we reset earlier.
Right.
All of them.
Brought to you by Steve Harvey's How to Think Like a Man While You're Acting Like a Bitch. He will be in the studio today. So we got emails. I guess we should start there. Then we'll talk our football shit. Talk about our fantasy football. Peter Hags writes in. Balls deep, fantasy football and stuff.
What up, Peter?
What's good, Rod and J Trillionaire? Is Dr. Dostax the proud owner of the Fighting Stacks Jacks?
Oh, okay.
That's you, Fighting Stack Jacks,
yeah,
dog?
Because some of them don't, some of y'all don't use y'all, put y'all names in y'all profiles. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck I'm playing today, but I'm playing somebody.
Right. I'm trying to figure out so I can find y'all on Twitter and talk shit, but.
Oh, I don't talk shit. I just trying to figure out who you are.
Well, I talk. I do. Mm-hmm. Well, I do. y'all, have y'all ever seen that commercial?
Well, I do declare.
Nah, it's a commercial for NBA 2K. It used to have, what's my man that got into the wreck? Comedian Tracy Morgan. Okay. Tracy Morgan. Mm-hmm. He used to have Tracy Morgan on there, and he was so good, dog. He would basically walk up on, like, the cover athlete, and it was Ben Wallace at the time, and he would talk shit to him. It was like, oh, little Benny Wallace, where you going? And like, Ben Wallace will be leaving practice. He's like, I'm just going home, man. He's like, wrong direction, bro. But, yeah, it was this one thing where, Ben Wallace said something to him. Like, I don't do that. He was like, well, I do. I was just like, it was so good, man. Anyway, so he goes on to say, my first question is actually for Michelle Alexander in the chat or whenever she hears this. Since you mollywopped the Ferguson PD, have you considered renaming your team the Justice Department? first of all, we're not talking shit through other people. If you don't kick my ass yourself, I don't want to hear nothing. Ferguson PD is coming through town, beating all you niggas down, putting you back in your places. We'll be in your neighborhood soon, if not, we haven't been already. Also, good game, Karen, in the event she is there from last week. However, just want to say the Fighting Stack Jacks don't bow down. We throw down. Ain't that right, J Trill? So I guess he must have beat you.
He probably moved my ass so far.
Fuck him. He banned from writing emails again.
Yeah, let me check this.
Which league is this?
Nah, he beat me week one.
I got to go check the schedule now because I'm 2-1. Michelle's minions beat me. If Michelle wants to write up in here and talk her shit, she is more than welcome. Anybody else that caught them things? No. You don't know. You got the wood shampoo. I don't want to hear it. I'm playing some dude named Corey this week, the German Schmurderers. And they 0-3. So you know they about to catch that 0-4. They about to get to it. Let me see if I can find the rest of the scoreboard so I can see. Let's see what Dr. Dostack's team been doing, because he's talking the most shit.
Somebody got 56 points from that last night game?
Hold on.
Which league is this one? Hold on.
Yeah, that would be me.
Yeah, you got 56 last night?
Yeah, well, you know.
Who'd you have?
You know, players do what players do. I had Eli, Alfred Morris, you know. It happened. You know, to me, I'm not even surprised.
How you get Eli?
He was on the waiver wire, and you know, I just had that sense where I just be like, I mean, you guys listen to the show. You guys listen to the show. I just be knowing.
Hey,
I
was, man, like, he wasn't due for a good game. You ain't no shit.
Nah,
you,
I knew.
It had to be a bye week for your
guys. I mean, it was, but I had to pick him up, though. Right,
it was a desperate
pick. I could have picked up anybody. I could have picked up Alex Smith. I definitely, you know, quarterbacks.
I wouldn't have picked up Alex Smith.
Statistically, on fantasy football, quarterbacks suffer the most on Thursday. So right. That was what you like to call a clutch call by your boy.
Yes, it was.
Because I looked at that Washington defense, and I said, if Nick Foles can do that.
Yeah, he balled.
And he don't got no Super Bowls. So, also, man, Eli and Coughlin are like Rasputin. When they jobs are on the line.
Right, they balled.
Right at the moment where you go, maybe they should sit them. That's when you get the 5-touchdown game.
Now, which QB did you drop? Because I see you kept Russell. So, which QB did you drop?
I didn't have to drop a QB to get him. I didn't have a backup QB. Oh, I never draft backup QBs. Because I'm just so good at picking them up off the waiver wire. You know, it doesn't matter. But, yeah. So, he's 3-0. Let's see whose asses he has kicked. So, we can see his schedule. Because he's talking most shit.
He beat me week one.
Yeah. He beat... Yep, a Pimp Nate Slipback week one. By the way, Pimp Nate Slipback, 0-3. That's Justin's team. He beat Letty Mae's Lips. That's Terry.
This man need an ass whooping.
And he beat Karen. So you like to pick on light-skinned men and women? That's your record? Oh, I beat all the light-skinned men and women. Oh, congratulations. Wait till week 10. You will see me. We will see what happens then. Coming for you, dog. You put a mark on your chest.
But he playing Jay Sarge this week?
Yeah, he playing Jay Sarge, who's 2-1. Everybody is hurt is the name of his team. Maybe everybody is hurt on his team.
He got a decent squad.
He does have Doug Martin.
Phillip River?
Yeah, Phillip's scheduled to have a big game this week.
After that is, because his best player's on the bench. Fitzgerald, Percy. They have a bye week.
They're on bye week, yep. Dennis Pitta is dead. Sean Marino ain't got no arm.
Yeah, he keeping a lot of hurt players.
Man, you really believe these niggas gonna come back and be good, huh?
Wow.
Man, I'm telling you get hurt on my team for multiple weeks. Bye. I don't fuck around. Niggas be like, ouch, I need my ribs. I'll be like, that's sad, isn't it? Lucky for me, I got other options.
See, you gotta go.
Yeah, but yeah, man, so let me get back to this email. He says, what, Karen, was that you? What are you doing?
That wasn't me.
Is that Justin? What was that sound?
That was me.
Oh, okay.
I apologize.
I was looking like, is that me?
Yeah. Also, good game, Karen, in the event she is there from last week. However, just want to say the Fighting Stack Jacks don't bow down. Okay. Speaking of J. Trill Nathaniel, the downfall of RG3 had been bothering me until I made a realization last week. As much as Justin talks bad about Cleveland, as bad as the Browns have been, and how readily I will admit that, the Browns have never been so thoroughly destroyed, have never so thoroughly destroyed a potential great QB. Granted, the majority of QBs we have drafted have been terrible, but as a Browns fan, I have...
They don't count as destroying them? Because you keep drafting number one.
They are number one. Yeah, they are number one quarterbacks before they get to the Browns.
They don't even get a shot with y'all.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. But as Browns fans, I have been amazed to watch how the work of Washington as an organization and Griffin's own stupidity in not reaching out to McNabb has combined to ruin him. Between Shanny and Shanny Jr. trying to kill him to his own boldness, to trying to lower the shoulder on defensive players, I can say that we've never had this storm of dumbassery hit us in Cleveland. And as an expert on terrible coaching and team decisions, I must say that Washington has impressed me on levels that the Browns have never reached.
I think you're giving yourself a little too much credit. Because
y'all have done some dumb shit.
A lot for years.
Yeah, y'all, you forgetting some things or something.
Yeah, we've never had a team leave us either. Because of how whack we are.
Oh, damn. Also, Justin, in light of Derek Jeter retiring, who will now take up the mantle as the light-skinned king of hoe control? Well, he's not retiring from getting these hoes, is he?
No, he's not retiring
from that. That's why I didn't even shed a tear. Everybody's like, it's so sad. I was like, so he's going to be on these hoes harder? I'm going to cry when he gets married.
Well, he did an interview the other day and was like, I couldn't have been married and playing in the league and having a family.
Right.
He was like, it just wasn't for me. He was like, I don't understand how guys, you know, miss their children's birthdays and stuff like that for the game. He was like, So I would rather be out here doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm going to cry when he get married. That's going to be the day where I'm like, I'm going to be putting pictures on Twitter and shit of him with hoes.
You know, the thing is, you know, because you've been, we've both been settled down for a while.
Yeah.
But I couldn't imagine at 40 being like, who do I want to spend the rest of my life with now? Like, you spent the last 20 years out here hoeing in these streets.
Right. You know you're getting old. Somebody got to rub your knees. Yeah, somebody got to cook.
But so, you've done a little bit of everything.
It don't really matter because it's not going
to
work.
Do you want regular? Could you settle down for someone regular? Or would you have to get something strange?
It don't matter because it's not going to work. Like, y'all make it. Like, that's the thing when people talk about marriage. It's always this assumption of like, so, like, how would you make that work the rest of your life? You won't. Derek Jeter will never be able to marry one woman for the rest of his life. He's going to be out here hoeing in these streets.
He just need to keep a stable of hoes and keep it moving.
I mean, he probably will get married, but I'm just saying it's not going to work. He's going to lose some money, and then he's going to go back to hoeing. Like,
he might be on that Morgan Freeman, though, because Morgan Freeman keep him a young chicken. He don't lose no money.
Yeah, that's true. He don't marry him. Even if it's like his step grandma.
Right. Lord.
Also, can either y'all explain to me this damn 350 high school running back? 350 high school running back. Oh, it's a link to a 350-pound high school running back that's good. Oh, I don't even have to click this video to tell you what it is. He from Hawaii. Then that's it. He was one of them Samoans, man. Them niggas is like,
the hell.
They the Super Saiyans of fucking the world.
Right, they hell grows extra 3 inches.
Yeah, all them motherfuckers are beasts, dog. They, like, honestly.
You see the rock?
Yeah, right. Like, honestly, dude, one of these days a Samoan, like, something is going to attack the earth, and a Samoan is going to, their hair going to turn gold, and they're going to start floating, and we're going to be like, I knew it.
The whole time.
They were Super Saiyans. I don't know why the video not coming up. Might be my browser, but. Yeah, I don't even need to click that. Anyway, keep the great y'all work, y'all. It goes without saying, y'all do great work here and are entertaining as fuck. Peace. Thanks, Dr. Dostax. I look forward to kicking your ass in week 10. You have now put yourself on my radar.
Next time, you need to come in peace, though.
Yeah.
Because we do keep these things around.
Keep
here.
These things, dog. That was a mistake. Tactical mistake. You should have never let me see you coming.
This podcast is brought to you by Smith & Wesson. Smith & Wesson.
Come on, music at. Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by Glock 45. It's waterproof. We got the new waterproof Glock 45.
Brought to you by Super Soakers.
Brought to you by Nerf.
This next email is brought to you on the Ferguson PD email line. That's right. Making sure to beat you down one at a time.
Yes.
Seabrook slap and racism rehab.
Oh, Lord.
This is from Prince Laurent. What's cracking, J Trill and Sweetwater? I'm a pretty laid back dude, so I usually don't get into too many altercations. There have been times when people were not able to take a joke, but I was able to defuse those situations. That shit made no difference in Seabrook, and this is how it happened.
Oh, Lord.
So he must be from the Fayetteville too.
Yes.
Yes. Are you still in Fayetteville is the thing, mm-hmm. though? Were you not able to escape?
One evening I showed up, Dolo joined a team that was two down. I noticed that the squad running the court was complete garbage. The only reason they were winning is because they would be extra rugged on the inside. They were collecting every single rebound, scoring most off of footbacks. I told my team that we were going to have to box out and win the game easy. We got out of the court and played the game to 15. We were beating the brakes off these niggas, and my man hits a jumper to win the game 15-3. After that basket, the other team takes the ball out and continues to play like the game wasn't over.
Oh, shit.
More tactic. Nobody got next.
Oh, the old Michael Jordan in practice with Rip Hamilton tactic.
Oh, like, nah, dog, we finished.
Play till we even. They said the game wasn't over because I didn't call backboard on the bank shot I hit for point number 9 or 10. I started to argue the shit, but my teammates thought it was better to just score one more basket and get these guys off the court. Mistake.
Right, because they're going to fuck y'all up.
Yeah.
That's when you be like, you know what? Y'all can have the game. Fuck it.
You never get that last shot.
No. Yeah.
We got the ball, and I catch the ball at the same spot where I hit the bank shot. I pump fake, took one dribble towards the middle of the court to set him up. Niggas, I put Derrick Rose level torque on the crossover move, back towards the basket baseline and yell, got him as I blew past my dude. Oh, you shouldn't have said that.
Oh, you talking shit. No, you don't talk shit out there. You just play and then walk your ass off the court.
But I feel him though, man.
But you gotta know.
Once you've been challenged.
No, you got to know where you're at. You somewhere where you're gonna fucking get shot.
Yeah,
no.
Well, Justin makes the same mistake too though. So that's why, like, Justin saying this is not surprising to me, cause Justin will do this sometimes too, where he'll talk shit to, like, my man or something, or he'll talk shit to the wrong guy. Like, some dudes, if you talk shit to, they're friendly and it fucks them up. like, cause it's kind of like, oh, why would you say that? I thought we were friends. And they spend the rest of the game trying to get like a mental advantage and you can win. But some people, like, they sleeping giants.
Right.
And they can't wait for you to talk some shit. Then they got an excuse to be the evil motherfucker they want to be. And these motherfuckers sound like they got that evil in them where it's like, oh, just cause you say God on one time, I get to undercut you every play now. It's like, nigga.
Right.
That's not even close to the same. But go ahead, Justin. I know you meant to say something.
No, go ahead.
we was at the gym the other day, and y'all know how we talk about on the show how Justin always talks shit to my man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he not even checking him, and I always end up checking some fucking ruffian anyway, cause I normally try to check, like, I'll check a rough dude because I know how to avoid getting hit, but also, like, hitting them at the right time to make sure that they are the least effective on the court. So, like, I'll let them make a wild ass swinging elbow move to the basket, but then I'll wait to the last second to box them out so they can't get the rebound or something. And it's a pretty good strategy that's worked. But Justin decided to check one of these ruffians named Pat last week. Justin, whenever I tell him, come on, man, don't talk shit to my man, he always gets like, no, man, no, you just got a man. No, don't worry, it'll make you play better. So
yeah, stop acting like a bitch.
Right. So I did it to him. Man, Pat scored the next, like, what, 4 points on you? Dog, that shit was so funny. But, and, like, Pat was going hard. Like, I don't, like, it's like, cause I was talking to shit, not Justin. And he was like, okay, let's do it then, okay?
And Pat already play out of control.
Has
elbowed several people in the face.
His move is like an elbow. Like, that's his go-to. His go-to move is an elbow to your face.
And then be like, why are you playing defense?
Yeah, and if you say something.
Why you playing defense?
If you say something to him.
Why you so close to me?
Yeah, if you say something to him, he'd be like, hey man, I'm just trying to play. Like, it's always some excuse.
But I like my face, dog. I want to be black and blue before I go to work.
Well, it's always something other than I'm sorry, which is the correct answer to anytime you elbow someone in the face.
Right.
Even when you do it on purpose, it's the right answer is, man, my bad, dog. Cause the warning is delivered. You already hit him in the face.
Right.
So you actually don't need to do anything after that, just other than my bad. But he always got an excuse like, oh, you know, I didn't think you were going to reach. Like, what? What they got to do with you elbowing my fucking face?
Right.
I didn't reach. I actually was just standing here.
I had my hand straight up.
Right. You decided to put your elbow to it.
You got
to
move. He elbow you in the face. You got to move. Like, so wait, so if I don't move, you going to elbow me in my face? Is that what you're saying? So I was talking shit to Justin's man, Pat, and then he started scoring on Justin, and I started cracking up. Like, come on, Justin. Do something, man. Do what you tell me to do. See, it ain't so easy, is it? But in all fairness, Justin did, like, either score on or assist the next, like, what, 7 to 9 points?
Yeah, got the steal. Yeah, won the game
with a three or something like that. So, yeah, Justin did, like, step up his game like he said he would do if somebody ever did that. I'm the opposite. If you do that shit to me, I'm going to make you pay by letting my man score. Like, see, man, why you had to do this?
But it was fun, though. But see,
yeah, it was fun. And then other reason I didn't want Justin to do this shit, he lost control. The next game,
like I said, he was already out of control.
I lost control.
Yeah, Justin lost control. The next game, we got beat so bad. And it took Justin like the games go to like 12 minutes or 20 points by twos and threes, right? It took Justin like 8 minutes to realize that we weren't scoring, but he was still talking shit. Like, we was down so much. I was like, dude, what are y'all? It was him and then someone else. Who else was on the team that started?
I had stopped playing ball and I was enjoying the shit talking.
But it was someone else on our team, Justin, that
Mo
joined. Yeah, Mo joined in for no fucking reason. Like, you ain't doing shit. What are you doing?
Yeah, Mo was like, we just needed him to take the ball out and play defense.
Yeah, and he was like talking shit too. Like, yeah, we got him now. We about to bust that. I'm like, dog.
No, Mo, stop missing layups.
Y'all are a combined like 1 for 10 right now. And we losing like 14 to 2.
The other thing is I had started playing with my left hand. I took like 3 shots from my left
hand.
Missed
them. Man, and missed all of them. I was like, dude, this is why I don't want you out of control, man. I need you to focus because, like, you got two. I was like, y'all got two silly. It was funny because we sat down after we won that game, and I was like, I gave Justin props, like, good job and all this shit. Then when we sat down, I said, now this is the one that you normally lose because you get a little too silly. This one team start breaking down. Let's just be, stay serious. And die. Man. Hey,
that speech was pointless.
The whole fucking 8 minutes, I just sit up there like, y'all really going
to
do this?
Even while I'm talking shit, because I was talking shit to the young buddy, and he had nothing to say back up until he got a steal off Mo.
Yep.
And was like, see, we in here. I was like, but you ain't scoring shit the whole game. He was scared to shoot the ball.
Didn't matter. We were playing so bad. Of course he's going to talk shit.
I almost hit him with the, let's play for some money.
And you know what?
And I don't need carry cash on me.
Pat almost hit you with that. But you know what's funny, though, is I went, I was like, yeah, so we down. Like, are y'all still going to keep talking shit? Because they were missing and talking shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's the best. I was like, we don't give a fuck. We still gonna talk shit.
Like Justin would be like, get up, Brick. Yeah. I'm talking about Brick. Like, dog, we gonna lose.
It's cause when you know you still better than them, just cause you might be missing. You're still better than them.
Only one way to prove you better, dog. Gotta get the W.
But we had already had like 4 or 5 W's.
I want them all.
Justin,
I want them all.
Fuck a W.
It wasn't that. It's just, like, we had already won like 4 or 5 games.
I won them all, man.
And it was that was the game before when Rod, like I finally was started talking shit. I finally was enjoying the day. And it was like, yes, this is what I came for.
This, by the way, this is the shit that he wanted to do. Cause last week he was like, we won a bunch of games last week. And then he was just like, yeah, man, it's just not fun out there. I was like, nigga, we won all of them. Like, what's not fun about winning? Like, it was challenging. It wasn't like we was blowing everybody out, but we got 4 or 5 wins and then went home. That was fun as shit.
Like, I didn't get to crack these jokes, nigga. These
he was like, well, it's kind of like how I like when you're on the other team so we could talk shit to each other. And I was like, yeah, but we don't know them like that. And, you know, like, it's just better to get the W. Plus, we talked a little bit of shit when we be winning. So we got to see Justin. Justin got it his way last week.
But, and, you know, see, you wasn't listening. I had started the game before with Gary.
I was listening, and you was out of control a little bit that game.
Hey, but Gary was hitting, man.
Not a little bit.
Gary's stronger than Pat and was hitting them power up so hard, man.
But remember when we talked about how it's some people it's okay? Gary, one of those people. He one of the people it's okay to talk shit to. Because yep. He's a nice dude at the end of the day. Gary's never going to elbow you in your face to lay it up. Because Gary, you know, he's a former athlete and shit. He played in a professional level. He don't give a fuck about no...
And he ain't trying to get hurt.
Yeah, like, Gary will actually laugh it off if you say something about him being sorry. Like, that's what I like about Gary.
He don't have ego problems.
Pat really be like, I'm approved. After the game, man, like, Justin said something like, get off the court, Pat. And Justin turned his back to, like, dap me up, but I was still facing where Pat was. Why did Pat slam his bag down and start huffing and puffing, walking fast as shit towards me and Justin? And I turned around, was like, whoa, it's just a joke, man, calm down. And then like Justin turned around and started laughing, and like luckily that diffused the situation. I don't think Justin ever saw him when he was pissed.
Oh, okay.
Because once Justin started laughing, I think Pat realized, oh, they don't really think I'm sorry.
Right.
Like, they're not really trying to talk shit. And Pat, a grown man, like, it shouldn't matter if we did think he was sorry. He should still go his ass home. But he was like, you know, it was just the way that Justin said it, like, after kind of embarrassing him. You know what I mean? did, like I said, Justin goes too far. I think Justin, like, he stopped him from scoring, like, the last 2 or 3 points. He assisted me. He passed the ball to me for a layup.
I blocked his shot twice that game.
Yeah, and then he hit, like, he got a steal and he hit the shot to win the game. So it was like a whole lot of shit in a little bit of time. And Pat was mad at his team. Mad at himself.
I did hit him when he was walking off mad still. I was like, you get the fuck out the gym.
Right. He said something like, go home, Pat. Or something. It was just something disrespectful, like, that I knew was a joke.
I forgot I did all that.
Yeah, I knew it was a joke.
That selective memory.
Yeah, I knew it was a joke. I think Justin, in his heart of heart, knew it was a joke. Pat didn't know it was a joke. So he really did throw his shit down. Like, that's why I said I knew he was mad, because Justin was like, he wasn't mad. I was like, no. You missed when you first said it. Like, it was a split second of anger where he, like, cause
he had enough.
You don't throw your own shit down on the ground like that.
Unless you about to fight or something.
Like,
I was this close to getting the beat down. Cause Pat is a big, strong ass dude.
Right. And like, so he like took his shit slammed it down and like started walking like this real fast up on us. And so I was just like, whoa, whoa, Pat, man, we just joking, man. Calm down. What's wrong? And then Justin turned around, started laughing. And like, I think he was laughing and it gave Pat an out, like, oh, we're all joking. So Pat kind of pulled this like, oh, I'm fucking with y'all. I was like, nope, he wasn't.
That was some real ass anger, sir.
Yeah. So then he came over the other reason I know he didn't get the joke, cause we had to explain the joke to him.
Right.
I was like, nah, Justin always talks shit to my man. And they started scoring, and I said it was funny because I started talking shit to you, and you scored the next like 4 points on Justin. So that's what we was laughing about. And he was like, oh, okay. Well, you know, man, I'm just trying to work hard and all this shit. I was like, oh, you still serious? yeah, well, you know, we definitely don't want no problems.
No, we don't want that.
Had to hit Pat with the bench.
Yeah, we respect you, and man, I'm not fighting Pat, man.
If I'm in the fight, I'm in the fight. No, I can't. Listen,
Pat, one of them dudes, you gotta fight for 10 minutes. You know what I mean? Like,
it ain't gonna be no quick fight.
You gotta win the fight like 4 times.
Man, if I gotta pull a Chris Paul and punch him in his balls, and that's what I got to do.
Oh, dude, Lord. I guarantee money. Pat is a dude that if you fight him, he gets up and is like, no! No! It's not over!
Regardless,
where do you think you're going?
Regardless if he winning or losing, for the fact that you walked away, yeah, he is like, nope.
I'm not fighting no nigga no 10 times, dog.
All you wanna do is just smack yourself in the face.
I gotta hit him with the bench or something, man. I can't just let him,
I'm telling you, you gonna hit him with the bench, then he just gonna get up and be like, where you going, pussy? You gonna hit me with a bench and leave? Be like, come on,
this
Pat.
This fight ain't over.
I'm gonna be like, yep, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
You better run out.
Yeah, you one of them people that's gonna be in the parking lot in front of your car. No! No, you will not back up out of here. You're gonna fight me like a man. Like, nope.
On the low, I would defend myself and call the police.
Yeah, on the low, I'm just trying to avoid that fight.
I want to avoid it too, but if he hit me, I got to defend myself.
If Pat hits you, dog,
and
the
I
best
gotta
thing,
call 911.
The best thing you can do if Pat hits you is just be like, man, what's wrong with you? Cause he is white and he'll probably come clean. Like, oh damn, what was I thinking? Like, that's probably the best thing you could do for Pat.
He's
like,
seem kind of redneckish though.
Nah, he probably come clean. Like, if he, Pat, like, he diffused it when you started laughing. I feel like you could talk to Pat, talk him out of fighting you.
He's not like Dave.
Yeah.
Dave is unreasonable.
Yeah. Like, Pat to me is like a grown up Rob. I know y'all don't know these people, but this is what happened with Playball. Anyway. So let's get back
but
to
Rob
the
Rob on those steroids. No disrespect.
Yeah. I don't think Rob on steroids, dog.
He just like that. That's worse. I would rather him be on steroids.
Wait, you wasn't there.
An excuse.
You wasn't there that day. He was just like, yeah, man, I got, my psychologist told me I got some mental issues. Yeah, he told me like this whole long thing, man. It was like, you know, them moments where it's getting way more personal than
that's
than
too
you.
Awkward.
Yeah, like it got way more personal
wanted
than
what
I,
you wanted.
Than what I was expecting. Like, it was like, hey, Rob, you all right, man? Because he, like, was acting up inside, getting, like, you know, arguing with people and shit. I was like, you all right, bro? He was like, yeah, you know, it's just wife's trying to have a kid, man. She's older, and we're trying to conceive. And she, you know, the doctor told her that, you know, it's going to be a pretty rough process, just hoping that, you know, it don't miscarry and stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I don't want to. Definitely don't want to get in. I just meant, was you okay with them jump shots? He's like, yeah, you know, and I know I got anger problems, man. You know, I was talking to my therapist the other day, and, you know, they prescribed me some new stuff, man. This Olaf's not kicking in. And, I mean, my wife, you know, she doesn't even want me to be out here because she says, you know, I just get too worked up. I was just like, God damn, this is getting personal. Like, I just was going, hey, you going to watch the game tonight? You balling tomorrow? Like, those are the questions in my mind. And I just put my arm around him and was like, all right, man. You know, I just stay up, dog. He's like, all right, bro. And fist pound me and left. So ever since then, I don't talk to him anymore because that's crazy. I don't want to get involved in that. It's too deep. That's not our level of friendship. So we talking about whether Cam Newton good or not. Not his life, man. I still don't know what happened with that baby. Anyway, so.
Brought to you by Abortions R Us. Abortions R Us. Get 2 abortions. The 3rd one is free.
Brought to you by Planned Parenthood. That's right. Make sure you guys go ahead and hit that all day. birth control special and miscarriage special.
And now the Dollar General has condoms on sale. Mm-hmm. All condoms on sale. 30% off.
Brought to you by Dollar Store Pregnancy Test.
Brought to you by Plan B.
Buy 11 and take the best out of 11 for the results.
Oh, Lord.
So he says, where were we at?
Hey, by the way, y'all, this is our Wednesday morning run. This is how we are.
Yeah.
5 o'clock in the morning, we'd be hyped like this.
He says, I finished it with an up and under layup with my left hand after he said, got him. That makes it, what makes it worse is that the move, that additional fat nigga sights. Oh yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm. When you call somebody up and they be like, oh, the fat dude did it. feeling that high, I've decided to fuck with the other team. I asked, why are y'all leaving? I didn't call backboard on that layup. Oh,
what the hell wrong with him?
Yeah, you earned this. What are you talking about? I was starting this to feel sorry for you. Now I'm like, this is your fault.
Nope, right? I enjoy it.
No, this is what I'm saying though, Jesse. He can't blame this on Seabrook is what I'm saying.
Right. This ain't Seabrook.
Like, this is a you thing. Like, you knew you what you was playing at before you start talking shit to these thugs.
You
guarantee these niggas was fresh out the pen.
They had do-rags on and everything.
Right.
They went back and put on their colors.
Arm is the ball. Come on, dog.
The nigga I crossed up got in my face and told me to watch my mouth and then slapped me right in my face.
What did you expect? What did you expect?
You earned
that fucking Seabrook Park.
You earned that slap.
I'm laughing with you, bro. I'm laughing with
you. No, I'm laughing at your black ass. Ha, 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 nigga.
This is what I would have did, too, if Justin would have got slapped by Pat.
I would have laughed.
I would have laughed so hard, it would have been inappropriate.
Right. Like, you'd be mad at me, sir.
Like, I would have wanted to step in and help, but I would have been laughing, too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, a slap is too funny. Like, a punch is actually like, oh, you got to help me fight, but.
Right.
A fucking slap is just always good.
That's that awkward. Wait, are we supposed to fight now?
Right,
or,
right.
It's always, or is this a conversation now? Are we,
yeah. It's always a moment of shock with every slap. Cause
right.
Nobody ever gets slapped and swings right back. It's always like slap, pause.
Right, because you're trying to process it. Like
everybody's like, God damn, did we just see a slap?
What happened here?
And you don't know how the level of crazy the other person is when they actually take the time to slap you.
Yeah.
Right.
Because the normal person would just punch you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he slapped you first, like as a warning.
That slap was so hard, I heard white noise for a second. When I go to retaliate, someone grabbed me from behind and said, walk it off, big man. It was the most mad I've been in my life. In hindsight, I realized, dude saved me from a top-level ass beating. Yep.
They were about to whoop your ass. They were ready for you, sir.
Yep, especially if you don't play that all the time. You was gonna get your ass whooped. I ain't gonna front. I almost got my ass whooped down there one time, man. Fucking around with some 15-year-old, man. Didn't realize that nigga was like 10 deep. All them little niggas came. I apologized like shit, tanked that game, and left.
You don't blame me.
I was like, I'm point shaving today. Niggas was like, why you missed that three? I'm like, I don't know, man. Off. After all the games were over, everyone was acting like I didn't get slapped. That's classic Seabrook.
Right? It was like, we're going to joke at you later, dog.
Everybody understand. It happens so much out here.
Nigga, I watched a 40-year-old man beat up a 15-year-old, and we all sat there and tried to talk like nothing just happened.
You had to ignore like, what's happening around
we
you.
We had to wait till both of them left. And then we was like, God damn, did you see that shit? Yo, he beat the shit out of that little kid. That just made me more upset. I stole someone's earphones on my way out to balance the scales of justice. Earphones that had nothing to do with you?
That's not justice at all. That's stealing right now.
Yeah. You fucked the scales of justice more.
You just admitted to a crime.
Right.
Yeah. Also, what in your sense of justice do you think a non-committal ass nigga on the sideline is supposed to have your back after you talk shit and got slapped?
Right.
Yeah, they weren't your homeboys. You men out though.
Yeah.
They just randomly picked you up.
Unless it's some homeboys missing from this story and that's whose headphones you stole, you need to go back and return them headphones.
Buy them some tweaked audio headphones.
Buy them some headphones and bring them back.
Yeah, you need to do a random act of kindness and quick.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, take them to the shelter. Let somebody benefit from that.
Yeah, dog. That was wrong as shit on every level. You was wrong at every turn.
Right.
Except for no.
No, I'm blaming the victim on this.
They got them. I'm okay with the got them.
Nah, I'm blaming
this is the all victim.
I'm blaming the victim on this, dog.
I'm even okay with the. I didn't call bank on that one either. Yeah, y'all still playing.
Yeah, you just don't understand.
I'm okay with those too.
That's cool. You just don't understand the Brook. It's cool. Also, what the fuck is going on with the Eagles? I know they're undefeated, but Riley Cooper is not doing shit. I think he needs to go back to racist rehab and get his mind together. And he should take Foles with him. Foles out here only throwing the ball to niggas. I'm disgusted.
Hey, man.
Foles out there balling.
He must have had, I cut Riley from my squad. Mm-hmm. I had to let him go. It was hard, but I had to go ahead and file them divorce papers because, I realized Nick Foles was like, I am not fucking with him this year. Mm-hmm. Deshaun Jackson is not spreading that field open, and nope. He ain't getting open.
Yeah.
I had to part ways.
I don't know what's going on, but we winning, so I don't care.
How? Honestly. That's the thing. I don't know who it was. I forgot who I was going back and forth with on Twitter about RG3 in that game. Not RG3, but the backup quarterback for Washington.
Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, Kirk. And I was like, he's having a decent game against Foles, who is playing terrible.
Yep.
And they still lost.
Mm-hmm.
It made me know. I was like, how are they winning? He's playing terrible. And I was like, oh, that's right. My team works.
Yep.
Go Washington.
Y'all are a terrible team, man. Y'all 1-3 now, right?
Yeah. How do we get the one win? Who let us beat them? I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Who let us beat them?
What the hell were they thinking?
But the sad part
was
is,
it Jacksonville?
Man, right. Right, and that's the sad part is, like, you look at the squad, you say, well, they have a good team this year on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And then even without Robert, it's like, well, you still should have a good team because you still have the defense, you still got all the offensive players, and supposedly the offense is geared for a player like Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
But we see what's happening. And even last night, but I was happy about last night because the person I was playing against had Cousins on their squad, and I was like, good.
Yeah.
Throw them pick sixes.
That fantasy football will make you root against your own team.
Yep.
It's evil.
Fantasy football is of the devil.
It is evil, dog. You be like, hey, man, I want my team to win, but can, like, none of the, like, can the fullback score?
Right.
No, like, on a run?
When Morris was getting them touchdowns, I was like, yes, no Deshaun Jackson.
Right. Yes. Can the defense get him?
I want the defense to get a pick six.
Right.
You know, hey, if LeSean McCoy could just get hurt for a half. Look, I mean, I don't want him out for the whole game. I want him to be healthy for the playoffs.
LeSean pissed me off so much last week, man. Yeah, 2.2 points. 2.2 points, dog.
Mm-hmm. 2.2. He was healthy the whole time.
2.2.
He played terrible. Esposito didn't do much better, but he did better.
Right.
Anyway, Lionel Wright said, what up, Balls Deep crew? Name of this was Balls Deep Bill Simmons. I'm pretty sure you guys may cover this, but I wanted to talk about the Bill Simmons suspension. I'm not a fan of Mr. Simmons, but I find it ironic he gets suspended 3 weeks, while on the other hand, his colleague Stephen A. Smith got a week suspension. Actually, it wasn't a week. It was 2 days, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
He got taken off the air for Monday and Tuesday.
Right.
I think what Stephen A. said was a lot worse, but the big thing is he did it on national TV. First Take has a huge following, and I'm sure more people saw and heard Stephen A.'s rant about domestic violence.
People watch First Take.
Apparently they do.
I would venture that more people will see First Take than listen to Bill Simmons' podcast.
Me too, because a lot of people don't know what the fuck a podcast is.
Bill Simmons had a rant about Goodell on his podcast. He dropped a few curse words, which were bleeped out. I think he got a 3-week suspension because he provoked his superiors and anyone else to say something against his view as well. I don't know. Maybe you guys can break this down and make logic of this. Anyways, keep up the good work. Thanks, Nell. Yeah, we are going to cover it. I haven't even heard it yet. I just saved the link to it because I heard that you know what happened to him. I'm not surprised because I noticed something last week with the Biscotti. Is that how you say his name? The Biscotti, whatever the owner of the Ravens is.
Mm-hmm.
They interrupted First Take again with another one of these fucking Ray Rice related press conferences. Before that, it was Goodell. Right. Before that, you know, Ray Rice. Before that, you know, like, it's always some hey, we got to go to this because this is the news and this is the latest scandal. We're having a press conference. It's going to interrupt ESPN. Going to interrupt around the horn. We're going to interrupt all this shit.
They got eight channels. Why they got to interrupt anything?
That's the main channel. That's why they do the regular one.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it makes sense. I get why they interrupt it. Here's my point, though. All roads lead to ESPN.
Yes, they do.
What does ESPN have? Well, anytime there's a scandal, they get the ratings off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime there's games, they get ratings off of the analysis of the games.
Right.
And they air Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
They're complicit in this shit as well.
Right.
You know, like, for somebody to talk about suspensions behind domestic violence and shit, Stephen A. Smith got 2 days. Bill Simmons gets 3 because Bill Simmons is talking about the shield of the NFL and ESPN and their higher ups. Whereas Stephen A. Smith's just talking about that Ray Rice situation in general. And at the end of the day, nobody really cares about that.
Right. They don't give a fuck about women.
Yeah. They really care more about, you know, the idea of attacking what they have going on with the league, you know? And I think that's the bigger picture here. And I think people should pay attention to that because, it's one of those things where I think in general we're like, oh, yeah, it's not that big a deal. But when you think of, when you go back and think about it, it's like, well, actually, Bill Simmons daring his superiors to suspend him for calling Goodell a liar.
He just wanted a vacation and didn't have the time.
Yeah, but how is that any worse than what every other columnist or every other person has said, personality on ESPN has said about Roger Goodell? Has there been anybody who hasn't said, yeah, we think he saw the video, or if he didn't, he should have seen it?
Right.
So somebody's lying. Bo said somebody lying like 50 times. Levitard said somebody's lying like 50 times. Bill Simmons gets suspended?
Yeah, isn't that an ESPN person that's been like, no, I broke the story and he lying. Like, yeah. I'm telling the truth about it.
Everybody, Adam Schefter's called out the integrity of the league. Why Bill Simmons? I don't know. ESPN sports writer Bill Simmons earned a 3-week suspension Wednesday for comments he made about NFL commissioner Roger Goodell. On his BS Report podcast Monday, Simmons repeatedly called Goodell a liar. The comments were in reference to a video showing former Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice hitting his then fiance in February. Simmons said the NFL knew about the video before it went public, despite Goodell claiming otherwise. I'm just saying it. He is lying. I think that dude is lying. If you put him up on a lie detector test, that guy would fail. For all these people to pretend they didn't know is such fucking bullshit. It really is. It's such fucking bullshit. And for him to go in that press conference and pretend otherwise, I was so insulted. I really was. Simmons later challenged ESPN to penalize him, saying he really hopes somebody calls me or emails me saying I'm in trouble for anything I say about Roger Goodell, because if one person says that to me, I'm going public. In response, ESPN suspended him for 3 weeks.
Got what you asked for there.
Mm-hmm. Every employee must be accountable. This is what they said. Every employee must be accountable to ESPN, and those engaged in our editorial operations must also operate within ESPN's journalistic standards. Which is funny because I think he rose to prominence as a guy outside of the journalist culture. He was supposed to be the sports guy, and he was very biased about his teams, and he's always operated on rumor and innuendo, treating them like fact, and his opinion is always fact. And, you know, it's one of the frustrations I have is that so many people picked up on his point of view, that there's a lot of people who don't really follow sports and they don't have an opinion of their own. They just tell you what they read from Bill Simmons. And I'm like, that's not actually an opinion. I can read Bill Simmons. What do you think about the shit? You know? Well, you know, he's gotten a bigger piece of the pie over there now. I think he runs Grantland, which is a subsidiary of ESPN. And they do all kinds of work, like pop culture news and all this shit. They write about more than sports. And a lot of people are like, well, now that he has his editorial job, he has more leverage. But I look at it the opposite. I think now that he has an editorial position, he actually has less power, because now he has more to lose. Like, I bet you, like, his contract's coming up. I guarantee you, when if he wants to leave, they'll just be like, yeah, that's fine, you can't take Grantland with you. Like, all this shit you built on our platform, our servers, all this shit is ours.
Yeah, because he can't do those Sunday games with Jalen right. Rose and them, because that's ESPN is ABC.
Exactly.
And they'll be like, nah, you can't, that's okay, we'll pass.
Yeah, there's a lot you can do to lose. I think his biggest problem is that he's always challenged authority. He's always kind of been a loose cannon, done his play by his own rules.
Called white privilege.
Yeah, it's worked out for him in the past because I think he's very talented and he has a big following. But he's so entrenched in this network now, I think he's just going to take his 3-week suspension and I heard it's unpaid, by
is
the way.
Is it 3 weeks or 3 days?
3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
3-week suspension is unpaid. I think he's going to, and they told him he can't tweet. Nothing. So I think he's going to take his 3 weeks and he's going to walk away from it as, well, I'll learn from this. This is what I get for calling him out. And he's going to take his money like he always does. That's my guess. I would be really surprised if he actually says, actually, fuck it. I'm going to do this and I'm going to take the pay cut and go work for Fox News or some shit. We have worked hard to ensure that our recent NFL coverage has met that criteria. Bill Simmons did not meet these obligations in a recent podcast, and as a result, we are suspending him for 3 weeks. I wish they'd been more specific, honestly. The podcast which Simmons made the comments was not available Wednesday on Grantland's site, so they took it down. Simmons' suspension applies to all mediums, including, according to Sports Illustrated writer Richard Deitch. I'm told the suspension applies to all mediums for Bill Simmons, including Twitter. We shall see if that turns out to be the case. Simmons has consistently been a critic of Goodell in recent weeks. On Twitter, he said stuff like, somebody needs to plug Roger back in. I think his cord got knocked out of the wall. Has not considered resigning. Wow, 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 wow. I give up. The camera needs to cut over to John Lovitz so he can shrug and say, I can't believe I'm losing to this guy. Simmons has been suspended before. 2009, he was suspended for Twitter for 2 weeks over a tweet to a Boston radio station. Last year, suspended from Twitter again for violating the ESPN social media policy over comments about the sports program First Take. And someone has a link that says, listen to his comments here. So
I'd be on the right side of this.
I just think not enough is being made out of the fact that they knew about the tape and they knew it was on it.
Yeah.
Goodell, if he didn't know what was on that tape, he's a liar. I'm just saying it. He is lying. I think that dude is lying. If you put him up on a lie detector test, that guy would fail. And
he's
all these people
or
to pretend they didn't know is such f***ing bullshit. It really is. It's such f***ing bullshit. And for him to go on that press conference and pretend otherwise, I was so insulted.
Right. Well, is nobody going to lose their job over this? Because if he didn't know about it, which I think he did, his first in command for sure knew about it. Like, they didn't keep the secret from everybody. This was just the Ravens' dirty little secret.
But that's the thing. When you're the leader, you're in charge, and that's it. And you
that's
take
right.
accountability, and the people work for you, and ultimately they represent you, and if you screwed up as an institution in some way, take accountability for it. And the best point that a lot of people have made about this is that this is exactly why he fined and suspended Sean Payton for a season.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Payton was like, I didn't know. He's like, well, ignorance is not a whatever. And suspended him for a year. This is the same exact situation, and it's worse because he knew.
Yep.
And he's a liar.
Well,
anyway.
The best thing to come out of this by far is you calling for Belichick's resignation over Spygate 45 years later, but I do like it.
Well, the interesting thing about Spygate is they didn't make those rules into the 2007 season.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, you cheated to win the 3 Super Bowls. They didn't cheat. There were no rules in place. They cheated
right.
in that Jets game in 2007. They lost the first-round pick because of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think
it's not the same. I'm clearly kidding around. But, yeah,
it is. But there are similar elements. But
yeah.
I think Rice, listen, the Ravens released him, so it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a total case with this appeal because if he went in there and he told Goodell exactly what happened in the tape.
Sure.
And Goodell or somebody who worked for him had seen the tape. And Goodell's reaction was, you were suspended for 2 games. You can then no longer go back and change that suspension.
Right.
Ray Rice isn't playing football this year. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But Goodell looked at all the evidence and he said, 2 games. That was his decision. He had all the evidence. There's nothing he didn't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, this whole thing really pisses me off, and I don't know why. I think I'm getting cranky because I'm turning 45 this week.
Yeah, that's right. Big, big birthday. All right, you know what? Maybe I'll let you win. You're down 1-0.
I don't like liars. I think just people who, when you know they're lying and they're lying anyway, those are the worst people.
Yeah.
Like, we know you're lying.
I hear you. Look, I hate when you cheat on the lines. You say you didn't see it the day before, and then you pick like 7 exactly, but I have to go along with it.
That's why I'm such a weirdo. I've never cheat on the lines. It's like so important to me. I was like in weird integrity about it. And Roger Goodell has no integrity whatsoever.
All right, let's move on. Green Bay at Chicago, Sunday.
Green Bay at Chicago. I really hope somebody calls me or emails me and says I'm in trouble for anything I say about
Roger
Goodell.
No, I don't. I think it's pretty safe.
If one person says that to me, I'm going public. You leave me alone.
We
the
may
commissioner's
have to
bleep. A liar, and I get to talk about that on my podcast. Thank
you. There you go. We'll bleep the F and the BS maybe, but the otherwise.
We'll bleep that. Yeah, we can bleep that.
Yeah.
Please, call me and say I'm in trouble. I dare you.
You are fired up.
Well, you got that call.
But he didn't, I agree with you, he didn't say nothing different than what anybody else was saying.
Here's what's crazy to me, Karen. Honestly, it's kind of crazy, like, people will hit us up sometimes and be like, well, next step for you guys, obviously you guys need to go ahead and try to get on the radio somewhere. You need to do this. And I'm always like, I don't want to.
Right.
And this is why I don't want to.
I don't want to deal with nobody else's bullshit and politics and board of directors and shit like that. One thing about what we do, we have the freedom to say what the fuck we want to say.
Yeah, I like... He has a boss at the end of the day.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying I would never do this. I'm
Me sure either.
There's a number where I would be like, fuck it, man. You got to do that shit. But I prefer doing what we do here on the show. Mm-hmm. We could say a bunch of irresponsible shit. It's just everyone understands it's just a joke.
Right.
Everybody understands that we're just having fun and we're okay, as opposed to, like, you say something to me, which I really think was tame. And I've heard 100 other places before Bill Simmons said it.
Right.
Other than him daring his bosses, I really don't see why that would even get someone mad if that was his boss.
Right.
Like, it really just felt like a stretch, man. But, yeah, ESPN is in bed with the NFL, and that's the biggest fucking, like, slept on part of this whole scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, other than, of course, the obvious, well, making black dudes the face of this as opposed to the league being the face of this, and everybody being satisfied with Adrian Peterson and Ray Rice going home, but not Roger Goodell.
Right.
You know, like, that's the biggest part of the scandal. But then the second biggest part of the scandal to me is this idea of, hey, ESPN, we're so ashamed. We're calling the NFL out. You guys need to do better. We're tired of this shit. Anyway, tune in for Monday Night Football. And it's funny because this is the same place that, you know, they reported on Anheuser-Busch leading a statement and talking about, well, you know, the statement didn't read that strong to me. You know, it doesn't seem like they're really going to pull out. Well, where's ESPN's statement? Where's their, hey, we're not going to broadcast your games unless you guys do something about domestic violence. Oh, that's right. We don't consider them a business partner in the NFL. They're just getting all the ratings from it and the commercials and the TV revenue. Okay.
Yeah, that's the issue I have, too, is did you need to see the video to know what Ray Rice did was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, once he admitted he knocked his wife out, I don't know why you needed the video to say. So even whether the NFL saw the video or not, they should be like, y'all fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that should be the end of it. Oh, you saw the video. It doesn't matter if they saw the video or not. Like, to me, even that is irrelevant. I don't like the fact that now they're lying about seeing the video. I think that's a little insulting. A lot insulting, but you saw without the video, the man said, I knocked my wife out. Those give him the consequences and move on, but don't insult my telling. Oh, we didn't see it. So what if you saw the video? It doesn't make it worse. You already knew he knocked his wife out. If I said to Rod, I knocked Turk out, Rod would be like, that's fucked up, Jay.
Right.
You know, he don't need to see video of that to be like, Justin, you fucked up. That shit not okay.
Yeah. I agree with that too. I mean, it's just it's a lot of this where, to me, all the focus should be on the NFL, Goodell, and the owners. And, I think somehow this became about Adrian Peterson and Ray Rice and spanking and domestic violence and a bunch of other shit that actually has nothing to do with the NFL. And then also, I think the focus is off of the justice system.
Yeah, and it's easier to blame the employees than the owner of the company.
Right.
How many times y'all been somewhere and you cuss out the employee because something was too high or defect when it's the company's fault?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
let's make our picks, guys. Y'all ready to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, let's talk about last week. Last week I had 11. Let's see who else. Let me check the standings.
I got 10.
Karen had 10. So I won on the podcast. I kicked both of y'all's asses because I know my football better than y'all, and that's all right.
This week I'm picking based off what I know and not just who I want to
win. Is that what you're going to do this time? Is that what you're
going
to do? Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Come on. I picked Washington. Sure, buddy. I picked Washington every week. Come on
now.
Yeah,
I picked them, and I took L too.
Yeah, buddy. I'm sure you guys will get it right.
That's like
time.
I picked Geno just because I knew I was starting Geno.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you guys will get it right this time. That's what the excuse is for me kicking y'all ass.
Now I already picked my picks for week four, so don't come in and copy my picks.
No, I don't care. I'll say mine first. Don't be trying to change my mind. You always try to change my mind, then you get mad when I listen. Stop doing that. That's why we friends, because I respect your opinion. but I'm wrong for listening. Okay. All right, so I already made my pick for Washington, the Giants. I picked foolishly the Washington Redskins.
Me too.
Because I wanted Justin to be happy today's show, but as you guys can see, came in with an attitude.
45-14.
You know.
That was an ass whooping.
Thursday night games are terrible. I don't know why they don't get rid of them.
Honestly, I don't know.
It was a good game. It was just bad teams.
I don't know why I picked Washington Redskins to win, because I've started every Giant I could get my hands on.
That didn't make sense.
Yeah. I started the tight end in another league. Got 27 points with him. Like, I was just like, ooh, the Giants. Ooh, I want all. Let me load up on these. So I don't know what made me pick the Washington to win, but whatever. Houston Texans play Buffalo Bills. This is a tricky one because Arian Foster's back. I got Houston Texans.
Me too.
Because I think EJ Manuel on the road is a joke. But if that Alfred Blue dude plays, then I feel like the Bills will win.
I'm going Buffalo.
Yeah.
Because that hammy, he might play the first quarter and he out.
Yeah, I don't trust it, but I'm going to go Houston anyway. I feel like EJ Manuel is going to play so bad, it won't matter how bad Houston is. That's my hope. Green Bay Packers play Chicago Bears in Chicago. Packers are 1-2. The Bears are 2-1. I'm going to go with the Packers.
I'm going with the Packers.
They need this win really bad. They're on the road, but it's a division rival. And if they don't win, they're in trouble. Okay, and who'd you go with last time? Houston and Buffalo.
Houston.
Okay.
I went Buffalo, and this week I'm going against y'all again and picking the Bears.
All right. Detroit.
I don't trust Matt Rogers. He hadn't been good all year.
Yeah, I guess I'm just relying on him to get this shit together. It's right about this time that he normally starts bitching and they start playing better. But if they don't win this game, I got to start picking against them for the rest of the season. The Jets play the Detroit Lions in New York. Geno.
I'll go with Detroit.
Geno.
I'm going to Detroit, too.
Oh, both of y'all going to Detroit. Yeah. I can't trust Geno, man. I want to. I want to pick the Jets so bad, y'all.
I want to start Geno again.
I'm almost 100% sure Geno plays great this game. Because he's supposed to play bad.
Which will piss me off because I want to start him.
Yeah, and last week you started him and he looked hot garbage. Hot garbage. The Colts play the Titans in Indianapolis. Everybody's picking the Colts on this one. I got to pick the Colts, too, because I believe the Titans quarterback is hurt and Jake Locker might not even play.
I wouldn't pick Colts. Tennessee for anything.
Miami plays Oakland in Oakland. Oakland's 0-3. Miami's 1-2. I want to go with Oakland. I think Miami's traveling all the way across the country.
That time messed them up.
Yeah, I don't think Miami's very good.
I think it's the other way when the time difference fuck you up. When you're coming from west to east coast.
I don't know, man. We'll see. I feel like Oakland's going to get this win at home. Everybody's going to be surprised.
I'll go with Miami.
And Justin?
Oh, I'm Miami.
Tampa Bay Bucks are playing Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Sorry, Shirley.
Sorry, Shirley.
Y'all are terrible.
We still cool, though.
Panthers play the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore.
I'm going Panthers because I picked against them niggas and they beat somebody.
Man, I did that shit last time and went to Panthers and they lost. But I'm riding with them again.
I'm going to go with Baltimore and Smitty's revenge.
See, I want the Panthers revenge.
They've been talking shit.
Smitty, oh, wait.
They never really liked him anyway.
You know what? Smitty has been talking shit. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Panthers defense did get embarrassed last week by the Steelers. So they might have some residual anger left over. But you know what? I didn't like how Cam looked. He looked real banged up. The offensive line was letting him get hit.
Isn't Baltimore defense terrible?
Yeah, but so is the Steelers defense terrible. They defense that has been getting by on reputation for like 3 years now. They're not good anymore. Trey Polamalu's a
Panthers. He don't have anybody to pass to.
I'm gonna go
running game. So yeah, I'm changing mine.
Wait a minute, they got Flacco.
Look at Rod
trying to change his mind. He's still going
right because I kept doing Baltimore, it too. Because that's why I picked the Panthers. I was like, you got Flacco.
It's such a hard choice.
Terrible defense.
You don't like either team.
But I love the Panthers.
I can only think of reasons for them to lose, man. Both teams.
I'm staying Panthers just because I'm a Carolina dude.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Baltimore, man. That way I could be happy if the Panthers win, but if Baltimore wins, I'd be like, well, I guess that's what I should have thought. So, Karen, where are you going?
You still ain't decided.
You still haven't decided?
Right.
We'll come back to you.
I'm going
to
go Baltimore because, I picked them to beat the Steelers and them niggas. Not to go on a tangent, but why we fucking do terrible on any live prime time? Anytime we be like Monday night football, Sunday night football, Thursday night football, we fucking suck in there. Any other time we be balling out of control. I don't comprehend this.
They started drinking earlier in the day for prime time games.
Okay.
Yeah, well, y'all did do good last time y'all played on a Thursday against New England. That's when Cam had that drive against Tom Brady, and then Tom Brady threw that pick to end the game. But that's the last time I remember.
Right. We've never had winning back-to-back seasons.
Jacksonville at San Diego. Give me San Diego.
San Diego.
I like Blake Bortles, but I don't like his ass that much. Mm-mm. Justin, what you go?
Oh, let me go back to that screen. Oh, not Jacksonville. It's in the Chargers.
Not Jacksonville.
I'm double picking.
You're looking like, what is we talking about?
The Atlanta Falcons play the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota. Teddy Bridgewater's first start. I'm going to have to go with Atlanta.
Man, they taking L's until Peterson come back.
Yep, no Peterson.
Right.
No Peter.
Ain't the Falcons getting off that 100-game win to get somebody on that Thursday night, ain't they?
100-point win.
Yeah.
they did score like 50-some points.
Right. It was like, scored again. I was like, what the fuck are they doing?
It was against Tampa Bay. Oh, Shirley. Philadelphia Eagles play the 49ers in San Francisco. Give me the 49ers.
Yep. Yeah, 49ers.
I picked against the Eagles every week and lost.
Hey, it was a tough call too, just because the Eagles keep finding a way to win.
Yeah.
And you remember that year the Panthers kept finding a way to win and get to the Super Bowl. So yeah,
maybe that's what's happening, but I be looking out there like, can't trust it.
I need a blowout. I need a blowout for the Eagles. And they arguing amongst themselves.
Well, we always start out with a 10-point deficit, and that don't help. It's hard to believe in your team when it's like, we supposed to be good, but damn, we can't stay. We can't get the lead. Oh, but wait a minute. The 49ers have had terrible second halves. And the Eagles have had great second halves.
Kaepernick don't want that contract. He don't want that money out of his contract.
I'm switching to the Eagles, dog.
You know, Kaepernick I don't know if he remembers or not, but he has to play for his money now. He actually has to go out and earn his money.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, I don't like Kaepernick, but that's cool. I don't like Kaepernick because they played the Panthers and he did that Superman move. Fuck you. Yeah, I'm petty.
Hey, man, I need for the Eagles, though, to get a blowout for me to be like,
yeah, I'm picking the Eagles. I'm picking the Eagles. Because 49ers are 1-2, but more importantly, their second halves have been shit. And the Eagles' second halves have been the best in the league. So I'm going to say Eagles start off down, and the 49ers look like world beaters, and then they fuck it up somehow.
I know one thing. LeSean McCoy, he gave me 2.2 points again. Mm-hmm. I'm open for a trade. I don't care if he do come back and the rest of his games, he start getting 30 and 40-point games. I will still gladly make that trade and be happy with that decision.
Saints at the Cowboys on Sunday night.
I'm going Cowboys.
I like that, Ken. I like that.
Because it's about time for Tony Romo to be like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going 5 touchdowns.
I'm going Cowboys, too.
Both of y'all are going Cowboys.
Because Drew Brees don't have nobody to pass to either.
Right, and he been sucking.
And we see what happened with we see what they look like. They won it too.
This game could go either way. But
this is one of those times where this is why I keep consistently beating y'all every week. I'm gonna go to Saints because I feel like Drew Brees and those guys are gonna be 2-2. I think all the panic is gonna have to stop with them and their Saints fans.
No, dog, they lost to Cleveland. Right. My bad. I'm not trying to change your mind. Yeah, yeah. Pick the Saints.
Yeah, I'm going with the Saints.
Pick the Saints.
The Patriots right. played
Now that you picked them, they lost to Cleveland, dog.
I'm going
to
switch it back to I'm going with the Saints.
They lost to Cleveland. And they only beat Minnesota, a team mm-hmm. we know can't beat anybody without Adrian Peterson.
That's true. But I'm going to go. But the Cowboys, I don't think are that impressive.
Oh, no, they're not.
I think
their
defense is bad enough to give up a whole lot of points to the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, my agenda will be satisfied, because if they lose, I just go, told y'all niggas miss, y'all miss my man Sproles.
Who Jay Sarge pick? His pick's been on point.
Yeah, I'm gonna have integrity and not look at his picks. Plus, I don't think you can see his picks until after, right? You can't see other people's picks till.
Oh, I don't know. I thought once you submit them, they.
I don't think we can nah,
see them until they finalize.
Yeah, then people would just copy each other's picks. That's true. I hope you can't do that. The Patriots play the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City. I'm going to go with Kansas City, man. I think Tom Brady's overrated as shit.
Mm.
He ain't had a good game in weeks now. And I'm not going to believe he can do it until he does it.
Mm.
So give me Kansas City Chiefs and Alex Smith at home. Plus, we know Arrowhead is officially the 12th man. Karen?
I'm going New England.
Yeah, I'm going Patriots.
All right.
Yeah, but the Chiefs are weird, because they had the games where they suck. Then they had the games where, like, everything's hot. The defense is hot, and everybody's catching, and they whooping everybody ass and beat them by 110 points. You're like, God damn. Then next week, that sucks. But I'm still going New England.
All right. Well, let's get into some articles here, guys. We got a bunch of stuff going on. Bleacher Report released the top 25 NBA players going into 2014-2015. So y'all should go check that out. I'm not going to go through each one.
Basketball almost back.
But 3 weeks from now, we will be, basketball will be back. So I'm putting this in the chat so y'all can, like, click on it and read it at your own leisure. I thought it was a pretty fun read. If you want to see who's back, they basically said Brian and D-Rose is question marks. Chris Bosh is number 25. Kyle Lowry, 24. Really? Over Chris Bosh, Rondo 23, Tony Parker 22.
Nah,
damn.
Feel
like he would
be NBA champion, Tony Parker.
Right, Dwayne Wade 21 above Tony Parker. That's bullshit,
nigga.
Marc Gasol 20. That sounds low for him. I feel like he should be higher.
No, I feel like he should be lower than that.
What, nigga? You black ass son of a bitch.
I love that dude, Marc Gasol.
Why would you make him lower then?
No, I mean like. I'm, yeah, like,
yeah, yeah. Oh, I mean, 20. He should be up, like, towards the top, is what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Between, but, oh, yeah, I know.
Top 15.
Yeah, yeah, he's top 15 to me. Tim Duncan, 19, over Tony Parker. Interesting.
He been riding Tony Parker coattail for a while, though.
Tony Parker, last time I checked, be getting them finals MVPs and shit. But, right, okay. Dirk Nowitzki, 18, over Tim Duncan. I don't know how I feel about that. But then again, in that one matchup, they were the only people that brought him to 7 games, so. Goran Dragic.
But they lost, so he should not be in front of Tim.
Well, I can make the argument.
Or Tony Parker.
I can make the argument he doesn't have, if you make this, if you're looking at teammates, it would make sense that even if Duncan and Parker aren't better than Dirk on his own, combining them together, they should still be able to beat Dirk, because Dirk don't really have a good team around him.
Mm-mm.
So I can get with that.
Squad this year.
Nobody on that team is close to Tony Parker.
Oh no, not close to Tony Parker.
Yeah,
no.
That's all that matters. Like, yeah. So you can make the argument, yeah, he's better than either one of them individually, but no, when you combine them all up, he's gonna get his ass whooped. Mm-hmm. You know, Goran Dragic. I'm gonna be real with y'all niggas. I don't watch the Suns enough.
Yeah, I'm going who?
And them niggas play that up tempo ball that I don't believe in. Mm-hmm. So,
and you don't win championships like that.
As far as I'm concerned, he could be 0 or he could be 50. It don't matter to me, because I don't count that. We don't play defense. We run and gun shit.
Right.
I like his game, but not ahead of Timmy, Tony Parker, or Dirk.
Right.
But I don't think they play defense now. They fired D'Antoni.
I know they did, but I'm just saying I don't watch enough to know. I just know when I do watch them, it's real up-tempo.
Right, and running.
A lot of jump shots. I just don't believe in it.
Mm-mm. Even the Utah Mavericks won. They play defense.
Yeah. Like, you know, I think they have to be better than they are for me to believe in it. Like, the Spurs are good at the running gun right now, but, you know, they also lock down some of your best players. But anyway, you know, no offense to them. Damian Lillard, he's number 16.
That's a good spot for him.
Yeah, like, all right.
That's I like Dame.
Right. I like his commercials. John Wall, number 15, ahead of Damian Lillard.
Ahead of Dame, though. But they both got cut. So
that's what I was going to say. That's about the order they got sit home in, right?
Yep.
James Harden, number 14. There's no defense playing self.
Nope. Right. Nope. They got this list all wrong.
His offense is ridiculous for a dude. I get why he's on the list. I just think that, you know, defense matters.
Right.
But if other people don't.
His offense don't show up in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. LaMarcus Aldridge.
Oh, that's my dude.
13.
L.A.
Number 13. 12, DeMarcus Cousins ahead of LaMarcus Aldridge.
Who ain't won shit.
Yeah.
No disrespect.
With his emotional problems. Mm-hmm. Joakim Noah, number 11.
I like him. Smoke him if you got him, Joe.
Representing for light skin.
Smoke him if you got him.
Smoke him if you got him, Joe.
Dwight Howard, number 10.
Yeah, this nigga. Who ain't changed his, he hadn't improved his game since his rookie season.
Come on now.
You know, it's funny, though. He should be, like, number 3. But he's fallen off. Because he's never improved. Like, it's just got to that point where we're like, yeah, you're never going to make the leap. So, you know, number 10. I don't even think, I think James Harden should be over him.
Yep. Right. He got a good agent, though. His agent keep him getting them checks.
Sure does. And flying them 15-year-olds out.
Lord, leave them kids alone.
Kevin Love is number 9.
LeBron helped move his stats up.
Right. Such bullshit. Such bullshit, man. I guarantee we go back to this last year. Kevin Love's not number 9. But he might now not he's on the Cavs.
Be, yeah, he might not even
nine.
Be in the pick at all.
He's not even in the top 50 right now.
Right.
I won't disrespect him like that, but I'll just say I sincerely doubt Wait, that he
he's
was
in the
number
top 20.
You are
20.
Disrespecting him when you analyze him.
No,
he's
I didn't.
A dude that can't protect the basket. He can't get offensive rebounds. And he slightly stretches the floor. But
that's not disrespect, though. Disrespect is he's not top 50. He's clearly top 50. Come on, man. He was top 50.
Know.
He was top 50 last year. Like,
the playoffs. I don't know.
Yeah, but I get the argument for why you go he's top whatever. I just think top 9 is a sight because it's anticipating what he's going to do with LeBron, not
what he's really doing.
Yeah, you're not really going off of his career. You're going off of what you think gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't think he deserves top 10, no.
Yeah, I don't think he was top 10 last year, mm-hmm. And I think
I don't even know about top 20.
Once the trade rumor started, all of a sudden he became top 5 to some people. Some people were saying he's the second or third best player in the league. It got to a point where it was like, are y'all even watching the game anymore? Y'all just saying this shit now.
Nah,
you know?
I don't know if he's still top 50 to me. I'll still take Jesus Shuttlesworth over him.
Blake Griffin, number 8.
That's a good pick.
I think that's a little high for Blake, too. But good for him, man. He puts up good numbers.
I, two seasons ago, I would have thought that was high for him. But the fact that he developed them handles.
Yeah. I just think the fact that he let his owner be racist is, you know, a very light-skinned trait that I had to move him down on my list
for. Oh, Lord.
You know, I had to move him to Kevin Love range, maybe top 15, top 20. But
never mind the rest of the team, dark-skinned.
Yeah, not my top 10. I expect the light-skinned people to be the leaders, like they tell us they are.
But now I would move him down just because he got the same baby mama as that quarterback for USC.
Yeah.
That's why I would move him down, not because of skills, but because of that.
Yeah, but, I don't have a big argument with that. Just I think he's one of those guys where I, in my mind, think he's got to make another leap before – we see the best of him, you know?
I think he could get better, and that's scary because he already does so much. He's so much better than a lot of the other dudes he competes against.
I agree. Russell Westbrook, 7.
I'm okay with that.
I think I'm all right with that.
Mm-hmm.
Love me some Russell. Carmelo Anthony, 6.
I'm okay with that, too.
Makes sense, I guess.
If you're saying Harden should be that low just because of scoring, Melo is a scorer.
Yeah.
He is a scorer.
At all positions.
I would take Westbrook ahead of him, but...
Me too.
I probably wouldn't take Blake ahead of him, so I guess that's right.
You don't deal with the emotional parts of Melo, though, so...
What about him?
like, because what Russell is unstable at times.
I don't care about that. He seems stable to me. Steph Curry, 5.
Breaking them ankles, including his own.
That makes sense. Yep, including his own. Anthony Davis is 4. Now, this is the new Kevin Love to me.
Hey, man, how many light-skinned dudes we got in the top 10? That's a lot. We just went.
They brighten the top 10 real bright. Went
Blake, Steph, and now Russ. And now Mr. Oh, Russ, we get Russ too?
Yeah, Russ light-skinned.
We'll claim him.
Yeah, y'all can have him.
We'll claim him.
Yeah. Oh,
he got a fine-ass girlfriend. Fiance. We'll claim him.
Here's the thing, though, about Anthony Davis. I can't tell yet if he's the new Kevin Love or not.
Nah, I like
him.
Because
he on that team, and you were just saying how you didn't even make the playoffs, and they haven't made the playoffs. Like, I feel like he's, I'm not saying he is Kevin Love status, but he's on that make or break, like, this year, maybe next year, he got to take somebody to the playoffs. Or else we got to start talking about he's underachieving. If not, then we're not really being fair to him, in my opinion.
Has he been in the league the same length of time as Kevin Love?
No.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I'm saying we're getting to that point, though. Like, he's only been in the league like 2 years. But we're getting to that point where if you're a star, you can start catching flack if you don't actually make your team.
You could, like, but
go to the playoffs.
I think that the thing is with him, is also different too, because he's not out there shooting threes and doing other things. He's more your traditional big man than what Kevin Love is.
But
and
what
so,
does that matter to, like, what does that matter to actually, like, winning? Like, those are, to me, are more reasons he should be able to win a game, not less.
Right, but then when you become more of a traditional big man, then you definitely have to have some other components to win with. And he's never even had the talent that Kevin Love has had on his team. You know, Kevin Love did have a Ricky Rubio.
Rubio not that good, though.
They profess him to be that good, so I have to take it at that.
Eye test. I go by me. I can't go by that. You know, I don't really care what any NBA analyst has to say. It's my, when I see you, that's when I'll be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but well,
Rubio was never good to me.
But I like Anthony Davis, though. I like his game.
I'm just saying, for anybody that's ever got given Kevin Love shit about not making the playoffs, you can't give Anthony Davis a pass.
Maybe not till 2 years from now.
That's what I just said.
He got 2 years, though. So don't bring it up now. You're two years ahead of the curve. Why you're slightly throwing the shade out there, Barbara, even bringing it up 2 years early.
I can't help that I'm ahead of most people when it comes to analyzing shit. It's the reason I was ahead on Goodell. It's the reason I continue to be ahead on, you know, topics that.
Yeah, but you're going to have people comparing him now just because you bring it up.
But
now,
you have to start it at some point, and now is the time to start.
No, in 2 years.
No, because in 2 years, it's going to be, like, too late. Like, people going to be like, why weren't you saying nothing 2 years ago when he wasn't? No, I'm bringing it up now that the countdown is on. Like,
I got 2 years before I even start questioning where he at.
Oh, so then really you trying to extend it to like 4 or 5 or some shit. I'm not doing that.
His fourth year in the league, I think he should be in the playoffs by then. I think he should be able to carry his team.
So then we got to say it now, or else it's just going to seem like it came out of nowhere. It's going to seem like you hating. Like you just came out, like suddenly Justin just flipped on fucking Anthony Davis for no reason. Like, well, actually, if you paid attention, we've been saying this shit for 2 years. At some point you got to make the leap, or else people are going to start getting on your case. I'm not even saying I'm going to get on his case, but if he's really a star, people will get on his case. You know what I mean? Like, it's the unfortunate, you know, star syndrome of the NBA. Like, if you're really a star, you catch the blame too. You can't just be, oh, that guy, G. Willikers. Nope. You know what I mean? Look at KG. KG had one of the sorriest teams around him all the time. We were still like, nigga, you be choking in the playoffs. But he was getting to the playoffs every year. Like, it matters. His numbers are good, man. I expect to see him in the playoffs in the next year or two, or else people are going to get on him. Chris Paul, 3, complete size. Complete size. Nope. His people in the balls, 1. 2, what has Chris Paul ever done?
Right.
He loved playing with his white master.
How many finals has he been to? How many Western Conference finals has he been to?
I think that number is 0.
How many Eastern Conference finals has he been to?
0.
What the fuck are we talking about? I don't get it. I'm not trying to shit on the dude, man, but
he's the downfall of the Clippers.
He wouldn't be in my top 3. He's just so overrated. He's a sports analyst, statistical analyst dream was, you know, in the fourth quarter when a team is in the clutch, he averages this in all these measurements. Yeah, but when I watch the game, I'm like, this nigga gonna fuck up somehow and they not gonna go to the finals.
Right.
So
but then we put out the first or second round every time.
I don't see how he's not the Peyton Manning of the NBA before Peyton Manning won that in that Super Bowl. KD, number two. You got a problem with that, Justin?
32
points.
Unless Kobe next, then yeah, I got a problem.
Oh, okay. Well, they put Kobe in a question mark. Him and Derrick Rose, because they basically said we don't know what they're gonna do when they come back. Maybe they'll dominate. Maybe they won't. And LeBron James number one, obviously.
That makes sense.
So, you know, a lot of light-skinned dudes on the way to the top, but right. Final three, of course, dark-skinned, like always.
dark-skinned niggas for the win.
Well, that was fun, guys. Let's go through some news, see what other fun we got. Roger Goodell said the same mistakes can never be repeated.
Mm-hmm.
So why?
Oh, wait, I forgot to ask. Did y'all think anyone got left out of the top 25 that y'all would put in there? Just in general.
I mean, there's a few people you question then. What's the point guard for Cleveland? Kyrie Irving. Charlotte's Kemba Walker.
Yeah.
Oh, you put Kemba in the top 25? I think Al Jefferson you can make a case for.
Yeah, you got Al
Jefferson. Like, as a legit center. I mean, if he hadn't hurt his foot, I feel like they take the heat to 6-7 games.
That young boy out of Detroit, that big dude, is it Monroe? Not...
Greg Monroe.
Yeah, I like his game. A lot, actually.
I gotta say, man, I would put, Al Jefferson on my list. Probably take somebody out.
It's quite a few.
What about Paul George? Or is it because he's hurt?
No, I wouldn't put him on.
Andre Drummond? He's a beast.
That's him. That's the dude.
Oh, I mispronounced him. My bad.
Andre Drummond is a fucking beast.
That's what I'm saying.
Gonna be a problem and a half. Like, if he can just get out of Detroit or get some help, he's gonna be a real problem.
Yeah, it's
Zach Randolph wasn't on the list. No problem there.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Let's see who else.
Even out of Houston, they the guy they let go that went to that went to Dallas.
Chandler Parsons.
I like his game.
Top 25 player to you?
I like his game. I like it better than the guy that Dwight Howard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't give him top. I wouldn't put him over Dwight. But let's see who else. I'm trying to find.
There's other Golden State players.
They had Paul George, but I'm assuming he's hurt. He's probably not gonna play the whole season, so that's why he's not on the list. I'm not sure I would put him in my top 25 even if he was healthy.
The sad part, man, if you look at that's the top 25 for the NBA, it's a lot of trash players in the league.
But that's almost any era that we, you know, because like even when we were growing up, we just have immortalized certain guys that didn't do shit. Like Mitch Richmond will forever be the trillest nigga in my life, but. Let's be honest, he never really did shit in the playoffs. They never went anywhere with that team, any team he was on. But I was a kid, so I thought he was the best player ever. You know what I mean? Like, I think if we did any era's top 25, there's going to be some people that get my own name alone and not really accomplishments. You know?
It's quite a few guys, man. They don't the center for the Knicks that they traded to Dallas.
Are you for him on the top 25? Tyson Chandler?
Yeah, I put him before Dwight. It's several dudes.
Oh, you concentrating on Dwight.
Not just him. Like Chris Paul. I really don't like Chris Paul's game. It's several dudes that I would pick up before I would pick him up.
See, my problem isn't that I would take those guys out of the top 25, more so that I don't like the order of the top 25. Like, I'm not going to argue that Chris Paul's not a top 25 player or Dwight Howard's not. They are, but number three and number eight, not to me. You know what I mean? But I don't know, man. I would probably take like DeMarcus Cousins out, but that's more because his attitude. But anyway, man, you know, it was just interesting. I thought, you know, they had some other people in there on the list: Ty Lawson, Deron Williams.
Deron made the list. He's trash.
Not in the top 25. Just this list I'm looking at of people that didn't make it.
Yeah, Ty Lawson should have been on that list, not Deron.
Yeah, Joe Johnson wasn't on the list.
Yeah, I forgot about
him. I would put Joe in my top 25 for sure. Yeah, I would take Cousins out and put Joe in, no problem. Nothing even to think about. But we'll see what happens, man. Hopefully Lance Stevenson make that leap. So yeah, Goodell said the same mistakes can never be made again at his press conference. Duh.
Yeah, this is not breaking news.
He's making them because he's still lying.
Josh Gordon has had his sentence reduced to 10 games. Of course, he still has a DUI that he has to get punished for. So that's probably another 2 games. So, stupid ass niggas in fantasy, can you stop making the argument to me why you need him on your team?
I'm not waiting 12 weeks or 10 weeks for him.
12, probably. I mean, oh, yeah, 10 more. I know. Yeah, why? What the fuck you think he gonna do on your team, dog? That's if you make the playoffs.
Right, your season's over by then.
Give me a nigga from the bench.
And not only that, even if he come back, what are you doing? He ain't in football shape.
Right.
We know he ain't in football. Of all the players that might be working out while they suspended,
he's like,
he ain't the pizza one.
And that means you think he won't get in trouble again for 12 weeks. I don't trust him. He probably somewhere with a gun right now.
Twirling it around.
Doing criminal shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they raised the limit, dog. Let me get this herb.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get this herb. Now, how much would this affect my system again? He probably, instead of him stop smoking, he would rather spend the money on a doctor to be like, how much can I smoke and stay under the limit?
Here's what we need to notice about this, because this is my prediction for Adrian Peterson. They are counting the games that he's already been sitting out towards his suspension.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be back week 11 of the NFL season, right? November 23rd. November 23rd. Assuming that he doesn't get 2 more games for a DUI, which, let's be honest, he might. But here's the thing. I think they're going to do the same thing with Peterson, that if he pleads guilty or gets his case resolved on October, what was it, like the 8th or some shit?
He'll be back for the season.
I think he'll be back sooner than later, because they'll go, oh yeah, those 4 games he was out, those count towards the 6-game suspension, and he'll be back in 2 weeks.
Right.
I'm just saying, if they can do it for Josh Gordon, why couldn't they do it for other guys that got suspended? I think you'll see the same thing with Greg Hardy too. Like he'll be like, all right, I wasn't on the team, I'll give my money back, just let me play.
If I was Adrian Peterson though, I would argue this too, because I didn't hit my wife. I would be like, they only got rules. They only got rules about hitting women.
Well, in the
children was that
in the press conference, he said women and children.
Oh, okay.
Which is so funny, because it's like as soon as he said that, the rumor came out. It was crazy, because I was like, when he said children, I was like, children? Why they even bring that?
It's never happened before.
Yeah, I was like, why would you bring that stupid shit up? Oh, I see why. I stand corrected.
Beating them with trees.
They tried to make a big deal, but Jameis Winston tried to dress for the Clemson game. But they made it seem like, and put on his outfit himself. Like, they laid his outfit out in front of him. Apparently, one, this isn't the first time this happens. Other players that were suspended for the game also dressed out. Two, the trainer lays that out, not the player. Study hall instead of going to the games. You know, just a bunch of stupid shit where, honestly, man, like, I didn't see a big problem with it. Like, yeah, he looks stupid in that helmet and shit, but basically, go take your shit off, and you're just going to sit here and watch, like we playing. They upped the suspension to a whole game, by the way, in case somebody that was under a rock between our last show and this one. They upped it from a half game to a whole game, so he wasn't even supposed to play, and people were like, why has he got pads and his helmet on? That's because that's what they put in front of his locker.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is, I don't care if he put pads on or not. If they say he's not playing and he don't play, I don't see what the issue is. Like, it's not like he actually got out there and played. Now, if he got out there and played, I'd have been like, so now they're lying to me.
Right. Karen, what were you going
to
say?
Officer, yeah, shout out to Illuminati because they did that because Beyonce was on. Yes.
Okay. Karen's hard hitting sports analysis.
Yes, that is.
I'm with you on that, Karen.
So, yes, I wasn't shocked that he got sat down. I don't know why people got upset about the shit, to be quite honest, because it was like 1 second. Like, he was
arriving match without his trademark smile.
Yeah, here's them talking about it.
But in the warm-up, shows up looking like it's a normal game, wearing his shoulder pads after apparently being told he would not be allowed to dress for the game. This exchange between head coach Jimbo Fisher and Winston. Fisher, appearing to be confused and maybe annoyed, sends Winston back to the locker room to take off the shoulder pads. A short time later, he emerges like this, and this will be his uniform tonight. Another exchange between coach and quarterback. On Tuesday, Winston at the student union in front of...
Yeah, he said he just showed up and said, hey, I went back to the locker room. I said, if you strong, then we strong. Help me take these pads off.
Now, do you have a problem with what he did to even get suspended, though?
Yes, absolutely. You can't be accused of rape and say that shit. I don't know if it's some part of hazing. I don't know if it's... And it's less of a problem with him as a kid, as 20-year-old or whatever, but more of a problem with, you know, just the... It's like, just because you're young doesn't give you an excuse to be that stupid. Like, it's still stupid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's the catch-22 where I feel like, damn, they coming down on him so hard that I can't really be on the side of all these people coming down on him so hard. But at the same time, I'm not going to act like what he said and did wasn't really fucking stupid.
Yeah, it was stupid, but I think he got to go to the league now, because he don't want to, he's going to have to keep dealing with these rules that he don't really want to deal with. And if he was at an NFL locker room or NFL cafeteria, wherever they feed them dudes at on their facility, and yelling it out, they'll be like, oh, cut it out, Jameson. Go watch some film and even, keep it moving.
But see, it wasn't a facility. It would have been like, the comparison to me would be like if Big Ben was out of the club talking about fucking writing the pussy, and then that got reported on TMZ.
He wouldn't get suspended for it.
I think he would now. I think something would happen to him now. I don't know about suspended, because it's not really fair to compare, I guess, the NFL to the NBA. I think he would get fined, but they can fine you in the NFL. They don't have that option in college, really, because, you know, what are they going to do, take some of your scholarship? Like, they going to sit you, really. And I think they really didn't even want to sit him, but they were in a tenuous situation. And he has to understand, like, what you're being accused of is very fucking serious. You know, like, and not everybody thinks you're innocent. You know, yeah. And it's funny, because I remember saying that. And I got some pushback on Twitter. People called me names, all kinds of shit. But I was like, you know, we'll never know if that dude's innocent, because football matters too much down there. And I cannot imagine why it would take so long to look into this if it wasn't for football.
Yep.
You know, and it's like the justice system is just as faulty as they're just as shady and at fault in this, in me doubting his story, because they didn't want to look into Jameis Winston. You know, they was like, hey, you know, it's the football program and we're staying away. And that's how it looks to me. And I would not doubt that that's what happened. And now that he's being investigated officially, yeah, you can't be walking around talking about fucking riding a pussy, dog. I don't care what's going on. You know, and if you think it's that funny in reference to what you, if you think it's funny because of your reputation and what you did, then you're a really sick individual. If you think it, if you just don't even grasp what's happening, then you're way dumber than you should really be.
that we joke about.
There's no good way out of that.
Yeah, he gotta leave college, man. He gotta go there. Or mature, maturity is not something you just, people are like, oh, he has to grow up and mature.
That shit don't happen overnight.
It's not something just be like, he gonna wake up in the morning.
Right.
And I'm mature now. you know what I mean? Like, it's,
he keeps claiming he mature, but like, what does that mean?
Yeah, what's mature for him?
Yeah, like, you keep also doing stupid shit.
Yeah, so that's why I say he gotta go to the league where they'll try to help cover this up.
Mm-hmm. Kerry Williams, I'm gonna say Kerry Washington from Scandal. Kerry Williams, is not happy about how much the Eagles are practicing.
Hey, man, he out there working them boys like he on the college field. He forgot after the first season. The first season, he showed up with snacks and all type of stuff. And, you know, things didn't turn out so well. He had the end of the year meeting with the owner. He wasn't sure if he was coming back or not. This year, he like, oh, time to go to work.
Yeah, you know what it is? He got burned by DeSean Jackson. And I think in all fairness, he had a point. We do get off the slow starts. And it is because I think you practice the shit out of these dudes. It's probably also why they have stamina and they finish strong. But if you're going to ask him a question, he's going to give you an answer. And he's probably like, yeah, we start off slow because we constantly, you know, wearing ourselves out all the time. We're probably in better shape, but, you know, come on. He said, I'm saying practicing every day impacted a lot of people. But I'm just the only one man enough to get up here and say anything about it. Talk to y'all as a man and discuss an issue that obviously, in my opinion, is an issue to our starts.
Did he say we talking practice? Though. Y'all asking me about practice?
Right.
Did he start off with that?
Nah.
Okay.
Well, you know,
he is from Philly, though.
People love throwing out there, as a man, I do this as a man. Well, as a man, why are you complaining and shit since so macho? You know what right. I mean? As a man.
The other guys on the team ain't men?
Yeah.
Is that what you implying?
Yeah.
Is you man enough to complain?
Like, but, sound real feminine to me, all that complaining, since that's the opposite of being a man.
Right.
You know, yeah. How about just as a person
right.
That's tired of this bullshit?
Yeah, we tired, dog.
We're tired. You know, as a man, you got burned by DeSean Jackson. What they got to do with anything?
Yeah. As a man, why don't you defend them cheerleaders on your team for your squad that's not making any money and stand up for their rights as a man and want equality?
Yeah, why don't you pull two of Jerry Jones' fingers out of the cheerleaders and then say something?
Yeah, as a man, why don't you watch some game film so you don't get burnt like that every week?
But again, I'm just employee 26, and whatever they deem necessary to get us ready for Sunday is whatever it is. And we have to find the energy from outside sources to start games quick, then we've got to do it. Steroids? But right now, the way we're doing it is not conducive to success. So y'all are 3-0, though.
Right. Something's going right, dog. Hey,
you know, in all fairness, he could be seeing the writing on the wall. You know, he could be the one that's going.
Like, if we're exhausted.
Yeah, he could be the one that's going, hey, I see it first. Y'all will catch on later, but this practice shit is going to hurt the team eventually. Let's see what else.
Because they do give him like several days.
Is
like
he good enough to? Is he good enough to complain though? Like, will he even be on the team next year? If somebody cut him, I wouldn't know who he was.
I don't know. We'll see, man. I mean, we got the rest of the year to
what
find
position
out.
Does he even play?
DB.
Yep.
Mike Tyson. Rob Baronis tried to run a woman off the road, and apparently there's a bunch of 911 calls. Rob Baronis died in a one-car accident last week.
Oh.
Everybody was saying how sad it was. He was a young dude. He was a former kicker for the Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm.
He was only 36 years old. He was married to, who was he married to? It was like another NFL family's, like, daughter or something.
Yeah, because the announcer, he's one of them Fox announcers. Crap, what is that dude's name?
It's Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
So apparently, he was like running off, trying to run people off the road. There was a lot of 911 calls related to it. It wasn't just one. People were basically reporting him like, "Hey, this dude is out here trying to like kill people and shit." He was like, you know, out of his mind for a second, you know, and everybody's trying to figure out like what the fuck happened.
It's funny because when I saw on the news it was like a one car accident, I questioned, like, nobody really dies from one car accident.
I was like, was he drunk or something?
So yeah, like something had to be going on, unless, because when they released it, they also normally release car malfunction along with it, and that wasn't with the story. So I was like, well, something else had to go on.
What did he hit?
A tree or some shit.
Oh,
it said toxicology reports won't be available for 90 days, although they were performed.
Yeah, he might have probably was on something.
Could have been that. Could also be, you know,
mentally unstable.
Could have been a lot
right.
of shit.
Concussion,
I mean, now as a punter, you think maybe he wouldn't have the same concussion issues other people have?
Mm-mm, but you don't ever know with them. They get hit too.
Yeah. So Connor Fraley, a Belmont University student, called police at 10:45 p.m. on Saturday while riding a pickup truck being chased by Baronas at speeds of over 100 miles per hour.
Oh, so that was local.
Fraley told a dispatcher that Baronas cursed them after alerting them to a smell from his SUV's exhaust at a stoplight, then tried to hit their truck during a chase down a major Nashville road. Fraley didn't recognize the former Titans kicker as an SUV driver until a roommate texted him Baronas' photo the day after the crash. At 11:03 p.m., about 20 minutes later, a woman called 911 reporting an SUV had crashed and gave the phone to another woman who said Baronas had tried to run her and her husband off the road minutes earlier. The woman told the dispatcher that she and her husband had pulled over and let the man drive past. She also said police needed to know something was wrong with him before the crash.
Yeah, either mentally or he was on a substance.
Yep. Baronas' wife reported him missing at 11:40 p.m. The couple had watched a movie at home along with a friend when Baronas told his wife goodnight and left the room. Rachel Baronas told police she went to bed. Later, she couldn't find him in the house. She called his phone and then relatives before police. In the report, she said they had not argued. Baronas did not have a history of wanting to harm himself. And while the officer was taking a report, they learned Baronas had crashed less than a mile from their home.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Was he going to his other woman's house?
I don't know, man. It's just a crazy, crazy story. To think, you know, a dude tried to damn run somebody off the road and shit. They do have a 911 call.
Saturday, September 20, 2014, 23:03 and 19 seconds.
Oh, what is the exact location of your emergency?
I'm at 898 Leland Lane. I mean, Battery Lane. There's been a bad accident.
Okay, does anyone need an ambulance?
Oh, I'm sure they do. They ran off a hill. Please, it's 898 Battery Lane.
We've got a report of it that a vehicle flipped. Did you witness the accident?
No, I did not. We just drove by and saw.
Okay, are you still at the scene?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
What is your name?
My name is Sarah Moon.
And what's your phone number? Okay. Do you see the person that's in the vehicle, or did the person get out?
No, I'm about 100 feet away from there.
Does anyone know if the person got out of the vehicle?
But there's a lady here who tried to run off the road. Do you want to talk to her?
Okay.
Okay. If it's a white Tahoe, he tried to run my husband off the road. We pulled over, and he looked at us. We don't even know him, and he sped off. My husband got out and said, what is your problem?
Okay, now who flipped? Is it you guys that flipped, or he did?
Oh, we let him go on past us because he was trying to run me off the road, and we don't know who he is.
Okay, he ended up flipping?
I don't know. We let him speed off past us.
Who's in the white vehicle that flipped? Was it your car or their car?
Oh, this guy, he's dangerous.
He tried to run you off the road, and then he sped off and flipped. Is that what you're telling me?
My husband got out of the car because he came beside us, and he gave us a crazy look. My husband's like, what do you want?
Yeah.
And he just...
I'm assuming because she's in shock, she can't answer the fucking question.
Right. I know that operator's like, oh, I'm trying to be patient, but you're not answering my questions, ma'am.
That's annoying, man.
Yes.
And all past us, and he followed us down this road, and then we just pulled out of this way, and then we saw all the smoke and everything, and we pulled over, and just wondering if it's him.
Okay.
But he's dangerous. The police need to know there's something wrong with him.
Yeah, we're on the way. What is your name?
My name is Cynthia Wild. He's dangerous. There's something. He's drunk or something. He tried to start a fight with us.
What's the phone number you can get? You can be reached at.
1-2-3-4-5-6-7.
Are you going to wait there for the police?
Yes, my husband ran down there to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to tell the police there's something wrong with him. He's dangerous. He's drunk or he's on drugs. There's something wrong with him. He gave us a mean look. We don't even know him. He tried to run us off the road.
Okay. All right. Just stand by. We're on the way, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, man. So that's crazy.
I think she originally pulled over to rub it in, like, ha ha, you got in an accident, slow down.
Then why was she crying so hard?
And then she realized he was hurt.
Oh, okay.
But she originally pulled over out of pettiness.
I'm pretty sure looking at the picture of that car, nobody was hurt. I didn't see the picture. There's no way he could not be hurt in that shit.
I didn't see the picture. But I do know this. I don't think I've ever stopped to pull over for an accident for somebody.
Well, it's because you're a terrible person.
You know? I am.
I definitely wouldn't have stopped if he had tried to run me off the road, though.
Yeah,
I'd have called 911, but I don't know if I would have stopped.
I don't know if I'd have called 911 either. I'd have been like, gotta slow down.
Karma! That's about what I would have said.
Oh, Lord.
Ask Paul George about karma.
Yeah, but it's just funny because, like, who knows what it is, you know?
Yeah.
Lance Stevenson got a music video.
I thought, didn't we see it? Or we just heard the song?
I think we just heard the song last time. He's officially got a music video. So it's about time, because we all know him from now, the Charlotte Hornets.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to do it. Oh, yeah, this is new. He got a throwback Larry Johnson jersey on.
Oh, yes!
Y'all trying to make the next highlight on SportsCenter, huh? Hey, yo, hey, Harper, pull up. From BK to NC, CI, back block. Hey, yo, hey, Harper, pull up.
He really put them horns on the dog. The reggae tone horns.
From BK to NC, CI, back block.
Jello Beats, holla at me.
Already got some hot, nigga. Straight up out the Coney Island blocks. Crossover, step back, I might drop. Game on the line, I'ma take the shot. On it, streets got them handles, he might drop. Shout out to a third of my block. Trying to win, coach passed me the rock. Rock to the rack, and one, you forgot. Open brand, now I'm out in C. Me and Kimba in the back, on dead meat. Dead meat.
He really got Kimba in the video and everything, dog. Yo, man, I'm glad he on our team, man. I'm getting excited about this season right now. I'm a fucking music video. It's working.
Pops, knock me down, cut me out the streets. They want the high roads, grew up on the concrete.
He told me you did it. I'm like, I can't believe you did this too. You better watch out. You know, Bobby comes out here and put a cap in your ass.
I've been bowling hard since like the fifth grade. Watching AI getting 40 with the French braids. Love Indiana, I'ma miss some good days. Charlotte Hornet, MJ, that's a new wave.
Shorty
like the way that I ball out.
Ball out.
I've been getting money till I fall out.
Ball out.
Super made, then I tell her call out.
Ball out.
Shorty like the way that I fall out.
Yo, he got his own dance, man.
Crossover.
Shorty like the way that I ball out, ball out. I've been getting money till I fall out.
Fall out.
Scooper made, then I tell her call out.
Call out.
Shorty like the way that I floss out. Hit the weight room, then I hit the gym. Started from the bottom, it was either sink or swim.
Swim.
No hesitation, make a move, then I'm at the rim.
Rim.
I got tunnel vision, all I'm trying to do is win. New year, new money, so I'm coming for them. Niggas hate, man, they ain't got nothing on them. Two change, now I'm stunting on them. See a sinner in the lane, and I'm dunking on them.
Ah!
Had to do it for my fam, son.
Yo, he keeping it all basketball, too. I'm more impressed by the fact that he did three basketball-related verses. Everything is a basketball metaphor. Like, it's not even metaphors. It's just what happened when he played basketball. I'm going to shoot the game-winning shot. and I'm going to cross over a lot.
I told Coach, give me the rock.
Right. Make sure you dribble on your left side.
He was breathing on LeBron like that. All basketball still.
The only thing he didn't say was like, sometimes I dribble off my foot, y'all.
Had the toe shooter and some N1. Born ready playing in your sneakers, yo. Just caught the race about a week ago. VIP, you know we bugging, bro. 30 bottles, tell them keep it coming, yo. Top spot, you know what I'm gunning for. Born on. Ready N1, in case you didn't know. Ha, ha.
Ha, ha. On your face, ha. Ha.
I'm doing that tomorrow morning.
Ha! Ha! Pat gonna knock your ass out. Yeah, now it's over, but there's still like 40 seconds. What the fuck could have happened after the song?
All right. Hey, hey,
special thanks, A God.
Yeah, credits.
I needed him to show at least some Charlotte. Like, it would have been nice if he had some Charlotte in the backdrop.
Yo, he's so happy to be a Hornet, man. Good for him.
Right.
This is what we need.
I'm happy for you to be here, sweetie.
Like, I don't think people understand, man. We needed some, like, when I said I was excited about this signing, we didn't pay him the fucking $15 million I thought we was going to have to. And then he wants this opportunity to brand himself and brand the team. Maybe it doesn't work, but I love taking a flyer on a guy like Lance Stephenson because I feel like we could look back on this moment and be like, God, he was underpaid. Like,
right.
We really got lucky with this dude.
Man, he could make Charlotte a destination spot for other players, even though we already see it as a destination spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I like Charlotte, and people that move here end up liking it, but, you know, nobody wants to come here. They normally get traded here and then don't want to leave.
Yeah.
But I want people to want to come here.
Yeah,
right, because it makes a difference.
Yep. And he just kept it. He kept his rap 100%
basketball.
Basketball.
That's and he stayed on beat.
Yeah. He was like, and I shoot with free throws. Make sure you bend your knees and touch your toes. Stretch. Stretch before the game.
Yes. I bust my man out.
Yeah. Rebound. Did you pass to the outlet? An injured motorcyclist says Mike Tyson is his superhero. Mike Tyson tells people not to touch you. That's a pretty good chance that no one would dare come near you. That's a lesson Ryan Chesley found out firsthand when a retired boxer came to his rescue after he crashed his motorcycle on a Las Vegas interstate. Associated Press reports that Chesley was on the Interstate 15 at night headed to Vegas when a taxi allegedly cut him off and sent him flying off his chopper.
Shit.
Hate them cab drivers.
What happened next was like a dream. Chesley's attorney, Stephen Stubbs, told the AP that his client was laying on the ground when he looked up and saw Iron Mike, who had witnessed the whole thing and stopped traffic to rush to his aid like a face tattooed guardian angel. He thought he was hallucinating. He thought he was in some other world. Chesley.
I probably would have to.
He suffered torn ligaments, nerve damage, and broken bones from the accident.
Damn.
Woo.
But he was still able to whip out his cell phone to take a picture of his hero. What? Man, people are crazy.
I gotta take this.
That's
picture.
The last thing I'll be thinking about. Yeah. Is a picture of
all
Mike
my
Tyson.
Bones you trying broke. To,
all these internet photos I have.
This is going on Instagram.
You trying? Right. You trying to call 911? No. Trying to take a selfie. Chesley suffers torn ligaments, nerve damage. Stubbs added that Tyson, who kept the 29-year-old crash victim calm until paramedics arrived, just left like some kind of superhero. To show his gratitude, Chesley sent Tyson a fruit basket with a handwritten thank you letter this past Friday. Thank you so much for looking over me after my accident. Read the note, according to Tyson's assistant, Steve Lott, who probably ate all the shit and didn't show it to Tyson. It has to be the most reassuring thing in the world to have Mike Tyson tell people not to touch me. Lott says most of the baskets, especially the pistachios, have been demolished by Tyson. Chesley will need surgery but has not been released from the hospital.
Wow, you know, I probably would have thought I was hallucinating, too, because that's probably one of the last people who you would think would be there.
Well, if I was a woman and he showed up, I'd be more nervous about other things. Richard Sherman finally blasts back about the Chargers because he didn't speak to the media after they lost to the Chargers. But then he came back and said, you know what? You know, when a guy wants his name in the paper, you got to say something crazy. Sherman said about Keenan Allen, the wide receiver for the Chargers, who said that Sherman was a normal guy, not a shutdown corner, and then went out and kicked Sherman's ass.
Did he? Or did he only get like four catches on his
side? Well, his team won, and that's it's about team, about teamwork. I guess he wants something to tell his grandkids, said Sherman. It's humorous. I guess he wants something to tell his grandkids. Remember the day I caught a couple of balls on Richard Sherman? No touchdowns, but I caught a few. Sherman did not talk to reporters after the 30-21 loss to the Chargers, but said it wasn't deliberate. I was available. I didn't sneak off. No one came up to me in the locker room. I took my shower, came back. Everybody was talking to Earl Thomas, who was next to Sherman. I got dressed and left. I didn't stick around a long time waiting for everyone. We just had played a game where it was over 100 degrees and it was about 90 in the locker room. I wanted to get out of there and cool off. Someone came up to me in the hallway like I was signing autographs, but that was it. Lying ass nigga. Talk that shit like you be talking that shit when you don't wait for them to find you when y'all win.
I'm all right with what he said. I'm
yeah, okay of course that. You are. That's the kind of thing you do.
No, I embrace the talk. Trash talking while I'm losing.
Nah, we would have after the loss. You don't be around.
I talk shit during the game while we losing.
Right, but then when the media come up to us after the loss, you just put they stuff don't come on up leave. To me. The person who came up to Sherman in the hallway was Tacoma Washington reporter who Sherman didn't recognize, so he said he wasn't talking. Nah, he lying like shit.
Now that part, now that part don't make sense. So somebody asked you about the game,
yeah,
with press conference. Credentials.
You ain't recognize them though, so that's why, nigga, you ain't want to talk. You was mad.
Just say you was mad.
Yeah, just say you was mad. It's, what's wrong with just being like, man, I was mad, dog. Or maybe you get fined for saying you didn't talk to the media. Either way.
Yeah, you get fined if you don't talk to them.
It's obvious he was mad, and if they gonna find you, they was gonna find you.
He got the money. He just got paid. He got the money.
Yeah. This nigga was mad.
He got that $5,000.
He lying like shit, dog. I don't care if my bosses hear this and fire me, man. I don't care. I'm saying it. He was lying like shit.
You ain't got to worry about it.
I fucking dare them to take us off the air next week.
I do too.
Roger, have something you want to say to the people?
Yeah, I like to apologize. Some statements I made.
Human Resource heard this.
I played pretty well, he said, but it's really funny that those two little Chargers say I was exposed. One had 50 yards. Allen had 5 receptions, 55. One had 60. Eddie Royal had 6 receptions, 7 receptions for 69 yards. It makes you laugh. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers didn't throw a single pass to receiver Sherman, to the receivers that Sherman was covering in the season opener, so it brought more attention about what the Chargers would do. Sherman said he realized he is under increased scrutiny now as a Pro Bowl player whose previous comments had brought him enormous national attention. But I don't go home and say, oh, my God, what are they saying about me, Sherman said. It comes with being a good player on a good team. I think it's a little, he's been a little facetious there. That's all I'm saying. He knows he talked a lot of shit when he loses, when he wins. So, of course, when somebody gets the better of you, they're going to talk shit.
He a troll, man. He be trying to shake people's hands. He run up to you aggressively. Mm-hmm.
And he be on Twitter talking shit all the time. So stop trying to act like you above it. Like, he try to act like, oh, no, I don't really get into all that. Nigga, you be on let somebody on Twitter say they the best at something. This nigga will show up and be like, D'Angelo Hall, you a sucker. I'm the man. You bitch
Hall
ass nigga.
And he out for the season.
The NFL ordered abuse awareness training.
Ordered it? I didn't know you could order that.
Well, like you order pizza? Yes, I would like 2 of these. Put pepperoni and pizza. Less beating.
What I like about it is that it just means that the player's going to be aware of the abuse. Like, oh, yeah, I was abusing the shit out of her.
Just like they're aware of the sexual
assault.
No, the sexual harassment.
Wasn't really paying attention to the abuse I was doing before because, you know, I wasn't paying attention. But now that I'm aware of it, yeah, I'll definitely be beating her ass.
Now I'll do a better job. I'll be more concentrated.
I'll do a better job. Mm-hmm.
I'll make sure she's not able to leave the house and or get to a phone.
Right.
Yep.
I'll be sure she won't be able to report it.
Mm-hmm. Like, the thing is, too, that I like about it, them getting that awareness is that they're going to learn that there's so many other kinds of abuse that they haven't been using.
Right.
Emotional abuse.
You mean
financial abuse?
Wait.
Verbal abuse.
You mean I could emotionally scar a bitch?
Yeah.
And don't have to put my hands on her?
Physical abuse is the last resort? Wow. I was using that first.
You mean to tell me, hold on. You mean to tell me that I can convince a woman that she wrong and she ain't shit without putting my hands on her? That's what you're telling me. Not cause I don't believe it. You got to show me.
So all I got to do is try to take custody of our children from her to get in her brain, to make her sad, make her doubt herself as a mother. I don't have to punch her. Shit.
You mean to tell me that I don't even have to call her a bitch to be verbally abusive? You mean I can just consistently degrade and tear down her self-esteem and have her have faith in only me and still accuse her of cheating even though she don't leave the house and we don't have company and that worked?
So you saying I can isolate her from her entire family and just keep her in here with me? And that's the best way to abuse it so nobody finds out? All right, I'm writing these notes down.
You saying that I can tell her that her family not allowed to call the house or she got to find her own place to live and they won't call the house?
Ah! Mm-hmm.
You saying I can tell her not to talk to her mama and she won't talk to her mama?
Right, yeah.
That, wow. Wow.
So you saying I can
control
the flow of money to her since I make all the money and just keep her broke even though we live in a mansion and make her totally dependent on me so that I run her mind?
Man, you guys are blowing my mind right now.
Roger, did you order this?
this is
good. Like, who do you think teaches the abuse, the abuse awareness training? I think it's like
Tiger Woods?
Tiger Woods don't know nothing about abuse.
He was abused by that golf club.
He got abused. No,
yeah, he need to go to the other class.
You think about victims.
That's the class. He needs to go to the victim.
I think Chris Brown comes through.
Oh, Lord.
Teaches you something. Ike Turner comes through.
Joe Jackson.
Yeah, Joe Jackson come through.
Hit a guard. And we're honored as special guest today. Joe Jackson.
Ladies and gentlemen, give up for your next speaker, Jim Brown.
If Ike Turner was alive.
Yeah, they played a video from Ray Rice, like, look at this.
Right.
Now, what did he do wrong, guys? Let's take a look at this.
Could you imagine the one with Ike Turner? Like, hey, see, this is my bitch. Dance, Tina, dance.
Let's look at the legend, former New York Giant, Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor, he is.
LT.
LT in the house.
The legend.
Now, first of all.
That boy real good.
First of all, when you gonna hit a bitch, such as your wife, the mother of your children, or any other woman you should respect, you gonna want to do it with a pillow.
What a surprise, ladies and gentlemen! He just dropped in. We didn't even know he was coming. Jason Kidd. He didn't even confirm, but he is here
to give y'all a lesson today.
Jason Kidd, ladies and gentlemen, because you know abuse transcends with all sports.
You know what's funny? They'll be like shaming the players and shit. Like, look at this. Look at this room full of sloppy ass wife beaters, emotional abusers, mama hitters. I'm looking at you, Dez.
Come here, boy, with them big ass hands. Come here. And you gonna slap them.
Yeah.
This is how you slap somebody, okay? The big ass hands you got. You didn't even leave a mark.
How dare you come in here, Adrian Peterson, abusing your kids and leaving evidence? What's wrong with you?
Don't you know to put on 2 pair of blue jeans when you whip his ass?
First of all, I didn't notice any Neosporin on those wounds. You got to get him healed faster than a week before he get to his mama. You had a whole week.
Right. That means you only got one ass whooping in. Now, see, I whooped mine 2-3 times. That's why you got to heal the wounds. It's not for them. It's for you.
Right. If I have a bad game, I come home and whoop my kids.
And my wife. Because she one of my kids.
Come on, Lord.
And that right there is part of the emotional and the mental. All in one.
And afterwards,
I cry.
Not to mention all the damage I do by cheating on my family.
Right.
Come on. Now, you guys are barely scratching the surface of abuse.
Now, you said cry. That's right. I cry. I cry because I had to use my strength to beat her. Now I'm working it so that she can just beat herself when I come home. You think that wall there for nothing? You think I got a brick wall for nothing? It's made for walking into, bitch.
I remember the first time I won a Super Bowl. And I came home. And I said, what's wrong with my kids? Because I wasn't around, Sal. So they got into the evil that we call crime. So I pulled out my belt. And I said, Jesus, please bless this belt with your divine heavenly power.
So we can give him the ass whooping that is needed. In Jesus' name. Amen.
And I went to town. I did my dance. I came in. I said, woo!
Woo!
Start dancing.
It's ass whooping time. Woo!
I said, someone got some C's and D's up in here. And I proceeded to whoop that ass out. I don't even remember if that's who he was talking to. Was Sal a funny name? I can't remember who he was actually talking to. But yeah, man, I think the abuse awareness can help these guys out a lot. Keep them out of get them out of trouble. Mm-hmm. Teach them how to clean up evidence after themselves.
Right.
How to pay people so you can get the footage of the cameras. How to be aware of security cameras.
Yep. Right.
I mean,
all domestic violence should be happening in the home.
Right.
Wait till you get home.
Yeah, that way she'll always be scared of home anyway. Turn off the phone lines before you do it.
Yeah, what are you doing with a phone line anyway?
Mm-hmm. You got a phone line that you don't control all the time? What is this?
That makes no sense.
Yeah. Don't let it install an abuse phone. Or, even better, install your very own abuse phone, but the line goes to your phone.
How does she?
It's a direct line to your phone. No matter what number she dials, 911. He's going crazy again. Bitch, it's still me. Oh,
right. Why is there any account with her name on it? Mm-hmm. What she need access to other than food in the refrigerator to make you a meal?
The only account she need to be worried about is on account of getting you upset. That's it.
Bitch out here walking around with a cell phone. Who she calling? You ain't call her.
Right.
And when you call her, you just say bitch and she say yes.
Right. She comes over to where you at. Tiger Woods, speaking of abuse victims, he said he's not going to get his next swing coach might actually be him himself. he not going no more swing coaches.
Well, when I go to the bathroom and I whip it out, I said, Now, if I can whip it out like that, can definitely whip out a golf club and make some money doing this. I can just pay myself. And
right, because he's
self. That's what I told myself.
I can.
Who sponsored him? Subway $5 foot longs.
No,
I can be bad all by myself.
Yeah,
I mean he has been hurting himself a lot with his new coach, and I feel like it was stubbornness, man. He just didn't want to admit that he missed his old coaches and he was wrong.
Right.
So he just kept fucking himself up. He finally let Sean Foley go last month after 2 years. He only completed 25 rounds this year because of back injury that required surgery, and he's not playing until the Hero World Challenger in December. Says he needs to get healthy before he figures out where to go with his game. He's keeping his options very open. But, yeah, maybe he should, you know, go back to his old coaches and shit, but if they don't want to hook up, then do it yourself. You don't remember what they showed you? How hard could it be? Should have been doing that shit the whole time. He's just trying to prove them wrong and shit.
Right.
John Elway's son, Jack Elway, he pled guilty to disturbing the peace. He basically pulled his girlfriend from a car and shoved her to the ground.
Wait, what?
By her hair.
That's disturbing the peace?
Right.
Right.
That's not domestic violence?
This not ludicrous rap group disturbing the peace.
Right.
Well, you know, I-20 and them, where they out here talking about committing the crime.
Right.
This fool out here.
Ain't screaming and hollering, fire in the elevator, disturbing the peace.
Why he ain't on the news? Why he?
Right.
He entered his plea Tuesday and was sentenced to 1 year probation. That includes domestic violence counseling.
Well, why? It was only disturbing the peace.
Prosecutors withdrew an assault charge.
No, she deserved the peace when her body hit the ground.
Piece of these fists. The sentence is deferred judgment, which means the entire case will be dismissed if he completes the counseling and does not reoffend.
He gonna reoffend.
He'll probably get away with it. Probably just won't do shit for a year.
Completely
expunged from his record. And people gonna have to act like he never did anything wrong.
Right. After about that fourth time going to that meeting, he gonna be like, I gotta go to this stupid shit again because of that bitch back at the house. And he gonna reoffend. Yeah,
it's possible.
You saw Elway, Chris Brown. Chris Brown couldn't go a year.
Well, he never hit Rihanna again, though.
Nope, but he did. He kept doing stupid shit.
Elway was arrested in May after his girlfriend told Denver police he pulled her from the car by her hair after an argument. She said he shoved her to the ground when she tried to get back inside, causing scrapes to her knees.
Now, how did his get reduced? Because once she pressed the charges, they can't reduce shit really without her consent.
No,
you can
always
saying?
Plea. You can always plea. It doesn't matter if they consent her at all, honestly. I mean, in the TV, they make it look like it, but it's what the prosecutor decides.
Yeah, but most times they work with the victim.
Well, a lot of times on TV, it seems that way, but a lot of times you plead to what helps you look better anyway. Like, well, shit, we got a conviction. Not to mention if it's money involved and that person really has resources and shit. Who knows?
So now he paying for that prosecutor's child to go to college.
Or maybe
made that down payment, dog.
Or he could have paid the victim off, too. You know, could be a lot of shit. Police say Elway then fled and was arrested at his father's home in suburban Denver.
Oh, I know. Oh, his daddy was like,
he ran to daddy's house.
You show up here with this bullshit?
I was in Django. Daddy. Daddy.
Would you like to talk to my daddy?
Yeah, would you like to talk to my daddy? He's on the phone right now.
I have a publicist.
He's on speaker. His attorney, Harvey Steinberg, Jewish man.
No disrespect.
Declined to comment.
No disrespect.
Dude, that is literally the most Jewish your last name could be. It's just the last parts of two different Jewish names. Steinberg.
The black guy who tips him, though, is affiliated with the black guy who
No, fuck that. I don't apologize.
Mean, no ill will towards the Jewish community.
I dare my bosses to fire me for my anti-Semitism.
As a matter of fact, he has a best friend that's Jewish.
I dare him to fire me. Damn. Harvey Steinberg is a liar. And I don't care who knows. And they better not say anything to me about it. I'm going to be tweeting. I'll go public. That nigga said I'll go public. He ain't tweeted since. They shut his shit down.
He had to hand over the password.
I know it's wrong. I don't want to be petty, but I never liked that nigga. So fuck him. I'm glad it happened to him.
Lord.
He always think he better than everybody else. Everybody else know to play within the rules.
Hey man, you ever notice how he be trying to go back and forth with Jalen about basketball?
Yeah.
We talking about basketball, dog.
Man, Tudor, what the fuck you know?
The game he lived and died and played for.
Jalen be looking at him like, that's cute. Well, you know, Robert Parrish never liked Karl Malone. He shamed me like, okay. All right, whatever you say, man. I guess I didn't go to the strip club with them together. The plea came ahead of a jury that had been scheduled for Monday. Jack Elway was a standout quarterback at high school before choosing to play at Arizona State as a redshirt freshman. He elected to lead the Sun Devils football program.
Damn, he's a disappointment to his father.
sound like he quit. Elected to leave. Okay. They quit.
Right.
they put him off the team.
Yeah.
You know who my dad is, don't you?
Yeah. Daddy, take the old speakerphone and tell him I should be quarterback.
Tell him I should be starting.
I was quarterback in high school, guys.
You know who my dad is?
My dad's on speaker right now. I have a publicist. His father led the Broncos to two Super Bowl titles. Okay, who cares?
Right. That's a disappointment. Yeah. He the child that stayed getting in trouble.
Dude, I guarantee how that argument in the car went. That shit was like, well, why don't you just let me out, John? I'll walk home. He's like, get the fuck out then, bitch. And he pulled up. She's like, I'm not going anywhere. Now you don't want to get out? Oh, you're going to get out of my car.
Nope, that's not how it went at all.
Okay, then.
So you were being nice. Because I guarantee you he was bragging about some shit he did in the past. And she was like, well, what have you done?
This is Justin Virgin. Justin Virgin is brought to you by historical reenactments of drunk history on Comedy Central. Make sure you guys tune into Comedy Central every week on Wednesday.
Also brought to you by the History Channel. The History Channel, ladies and gentlemen.
Brought to you by the History Channel.
Where we do everything inaccurate.
Brought to you by Discovery ID, where we actually reenact shit with Australian actors.
Right.
And better looking people than what happened.
Also brought to you by Black Jesus, where we just like to argue and pray about bullshit.
Go ahead, man. What was your interpretation?
I forgot.
Oh.
Well, let's pray and drink and smoke.
Man, that show's getting good.
It's been good, man.
I think it started slow, but they had to build everything up. It wasn't like they fault, but it hit its stride like 3 episodes ago. It's nothing but laughs the whole
time. I'm mad it's only 30 minutes, dog.
Me too.
I be looking at that shit like, damn, it's over already.
I be crying laughing, man. Arizona Cardinals running back Jonathan Dwyer, we talked about him last week and he got in trouble, but here's some details. He headbutted his wife and broke her nose after she refused the sexual advances.
Woo!
And punched her in the face the next day. They left that out of the first report. The details surfaced in a law enforcement report after Dwyer was arrested on aggravated assault charges and deactivated from all team activities after he was taken into custody at the Cardinals practice facility. Damn!
Ocho Cinco somewhere in Canada, like, I'll save him a seat.
Dude, they showed up to his job and put him in the cuffs. No wonder he got deactivated.
Yep, because they normally tried to hide it.
Yeah, they probably called the police on this nigga. Jonathan, like to sit down with you in the office for a second. Can you bring your playbook?
Bring my playbook.
Yeah, this ain't training camp.
Yeah, you mean my iPad? Yeah, but just bring your iPad in. Just have a seat.
What's all my stuff in my locker doing here?
Yeah, who are these police officers? Well, we're getting to that. He was arrested on aggravated assault charges and deactivated from all team activities. He was spending the night in jail, made a brief court appearance before being released on $25,000 bond, because why not? He should be free.
You know. Yeah, I thought that was mandatory 2 days.
Yeah, he should be free to go visit his family, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one he also threw a shoe at, like, his baby. It was like his little baby. The NFL said the Dwyer case will be reviewed under the league's personal conduct policy, whatever that means. He was arrested Wednesday for investigation in 2 altercations that occurred July 21st and 22nd, just days before he reported to training camp.
Why not rape? Why isn't rape included in it? Because that's attempt rape, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she said no when he was trying to take it.
What was the deal there? Who knows? He might have raped her. He might have. Who knows? Maybe she just didn't report it. But something else could have happened.
Oh, it's not rape if it's your wife.
His wife left the state after the incidents, but came forward a week ago after Dwyer apparently sent suicidal text messages, including a photo of a knife. You know what, man? Good for her. I just want to say for a second, like, in all seriousness, good for her for fleeing that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I feel like that's one of those times where motherfuckers do shit like that, and some people just think you gotta stay because of love.
That's why her name can't be on the account, guys. For examples like this. See how Jonathan fucked it up?
He wasn't aware of how to abuse her, and that's why he ended up in jail. In the first encounter, police say Dwyer attempted to kiss and undress his wife, but she refused. Someone who heard the argument reported the assault to police, who showed up at the apartment but did not make an arrest. Dwyer hid in the bathroom, and the wife said she hadn't been assaulted and denied he was in the home because the running back threatened to kill himself in front of her and their child if she told police about the assault. Mm-hmm. So he's using her love for him to somehow keep her under control. That's crazy. The next day, he punched his wife with a closed fist on the left side of her face, according to police. He also punched walls and threw a shoe at his 17-month-old son, who was not injured.
When I get home, I'm going to tell Turk, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Because she needs to thank me.
That's what I do every day.
Oh, Lord.
Like, I bought Karen flowers the other day, but those flowers was for not beating her. She's welcome. As his wife tried to call police, Dwyer grabbed her cell phone, threw it down from the home second story. Witnesses told police that Dwyer's wife said, "I'm calling the police," as she held her swollen face and clutched her son. During his police interview on Wednesday, Dwyer acknowledged hiding in the bathroom. Police responded to the first argument and sent in a photo of a knife with suicidal threats. Dwyer denied committing an assault, though he acknowledged that he punched walls in his home through a phone and that his wife bit his lip during the dispute. So maybe he was trying to rape her and she bit his lip.
Right.
Then he hit her and shit, and then he threatened to kill himself. Also, I noticed that he's only copping to the stuff they can actually prove, like, hey, this wall was dented in, this you know, we do have a picture of you sitting in a knife and text messages about killing yourself. So they gonna have that. But then he gonna be like, oh no, I didn't really hit her. And since she might not have reported it or didn't go to the cops to get pictures taken,
yep, immediately.
He's hoping he can get away with it.
And bruise is gone. But no, he broke her nose, so she does have that.
Yep. Dwyer was sworn with, well, he's gonna probably try to say she did it to herself somehow. Dwyer was sworn by TV cameras as he walked down to downtown Phoenix jail early Thursday. He declined to answer many questions posed by his reporters, but said he never heard his son and responded when asked whether he would play football again. He said, I will. And he stepped into a taxi.
Damn. Hey, you know what, though? I mean, if he was trying to punch the wall and her face, she stuck her face in the way of the wall, I could see that being her fault.
Here's what I like about this. She stuck her face. During Dwyer's initial court appearance Wednesday night, Allen asked that Dwyer be allowed to leave the state for his job. But a court commissioner denied that request after prosecutor Jay Rademacher said the Cardinals had deactivated Dwyer. As a deactivated player, he will retain his roster spot and continues to be paid. Dwyer has signed a one-year $730,000 contract, including a $65,000 bonus with the Cardinals. What I like about this is that the court was like, no. You know, now maybe they said the reason was because he already got deactivated, but I like that the court was like, no, nigga, you can't just go back to work like nothing happened.
Right.
Court should do that. It really shouldn't even, like, I hate that the NFL team was cited in this. It really shouldn't even be whatever the NFL team wants. Mm-mm. If he would have been active, they should have been like, so? The fuck they got
to
do with the law?
You ain't got to go back to work, and the NFL got to, your employer has to work around us or fire. They do whatever they got to do, but your ass ain't leaving here.
The NFL, yeah, and then they go into the other stuff with the NFL. But, yeah, those are the details of Jonathan Dwyer, man. Just some real sick shit, man. Honestly, trying to hurt your kid. Jerome Simpson, the Minnesota Vikings, released him. The move was made Thursday following the revelation of a misdemeanor charge of driving on a limited driver's license, possession of marijuana in a motor vehicle, and having an open bottle in a motor vehicle from a July citation. So he got hemmed up with some old shit. Hey, they was already cleaning the house, so why not you?
Hey, man, it's the Walking Dead season out here for these NFL players. y'all better stay out of trouble, dog. Like I know some of y'all had a hard life. The streets is all you know. Like, you just happen to be good at football. But nigga, you went to college for 2 years. Like, them 2 years, you wasn't still out there on the streets living that hard life. Get it together. Like, real talk. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, stop making excuses. Stop slapping these women around. Keep your hands to yourself. Stop mentally abusing them. Enjoy life. Like, you're a paid athlete at this point.
Well, this was actually just, do you watch it?
No, but I'm getting to that. Like, it's like, you're a paid athlete. You know, like, hire a driver, hang out with your boys, throw drinks at the crib, and everybody, you got enough room for everybody to stay tonight. You know what I mean? Like, just, can you be a little smarter? You can figure out them playbooks. You can figure out how to not get a DUI. Cause them complaint was complicated as shit. I'm still trying to figure out what Omaha is.
Mm-hmm.
@316. Omaha.
316.
Yeah, like, I mean, you can figure that out. You can figure out how not to get this DUI or any marijuana charges, anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. He has a November 3rd arraignment in Hennepin County Court, but he's already serving a 3-game suspension for violating the league's substance abuse policy. And the Vikings don't even want to assess his status. He wouldn't be eligible to return to the active. He would have been eligible to return Monday. This is what I'm saying about Josh Gordon, by the way. Because this dude got a 3-game suspension that he was serving and then got caught again in July. Like, what the fuck, man?
Yep. All that being said, free all my niggas.
Oh, Lord.
That's right. This section is brought to you by recidivism. That's right. Returning back to prison. Cause once you go to jail, you might as well stay.
Right. Cause you will be back.
You will be back.
And this is also brought to you by Oz. Buy now all the seasons on DVD at HBO.com.
And The Wire.
man.
This is also brought to you by Hard Knocks. CC's the 16 HBO demand.
Brought to you by Lawrence Taylor and Abuse Awareness Package. Make sure you guys cop 2-for-1 Abuse Awareness Package. Buy a ticket for yourself and a friend, and you get a third person in free.
Also brought to you by Waiting to Exhale. Get one for your girlfriend, your wife, and your mistress.
Brought to you by Chris Brown's albums.
Because he will be beating you with them.
Mm-hmm. Also brought to you by the letter T for T-Cap and Chris Hansen. I calls him Chris Handsome.
Brought to you by Floyd Mayweather and his woman beater t-shirts.
He's a woman beater, man.
Drop you 2 woman beater t-shirts.
A woman beater.
And get the third free.
Now, low key, that's when that dude should attack me at the gym. when I yelled that out. And that Hispanic dude was doing.
You would have deserved that one.
Nobody had to know you did that. Michael Vick said Roger Goodell was doing a good job.
This nigga matured overnight.
I'm about my money.
Or two years worth of nights in that jail cell. It's like one night. They say it's one night though.
Yep.
The day you go in and the day you leave.
Yes, Karen, I'm sorry. You gonna say something?
Oh, yeah, Michael Vick was like, I don't know what y'all niggas talking about, but I ain't about to lose another damn
job. He said this shit while petting a puppy.
Brought to you by Prison Break.
He said that shit while petting a puppy.
Of course.
After the NFL, baseball addresses domestic violence. So they'll be the next to do it. Other top professional sports organizations surveyed by the Associated Press, including the NBA, NHL, NASCAR, PGA Tour, and ATP, currently have rules covering various kinds of inappropriate or criminal behavior away from arenas, but do not address domestic violence on its own. I know the NBA was like, why would we need to worry about that? I mean, no one's going to be stupid enough to... Uh-oh! Charlotte Hornets own light-skinned Sinbad impersonator. Jeff Taylor. God damn. Come on down. Come on down.
People like, who?
You on the domestic violence list.
He on the practice squad. That's why you don't know who he is.
What?
He on the practice squad. That's why people don't know who he is.
Yeah, dog. That motherfucker, Jeff Taylor, was like, hold up, domestic violence?
He high-fiving everybody's shit.
Woo! Yeah!
Up top.
I'm here now, baby. Hey. Well, y'all need some domestic violence over in the bench?
Yes.
Y'all doing domestic violence cases?
Yes, I'm about that. I beat the bitch 2 times. I'm going for 2 times.
I call first. I call shotgun.
I would like to get in on the bidding. I would like to start it at 2 incidents. 2 incidents in 48 hours. Yes.
I would say $1,000. $1,000 is going to be my bail.
Nobody will find out where he did it at, though.
He, 25-year-old. Why would they not find out?
Because wasn't he in Indiana somewhere?
East Lansing, Michigan is where he was at. Thursday, he got arrested on domestic violence charges. 25-year-old Ford was busted at a Marriott hotel near Michigan State University.
You know what? She had to be a white woman.
Of course. It was booked for domestic violence, assault, and malicious destruction of property. Taylor was released on $5,000 bond. Alleged victim in the incident has not been identified. Earlier this week, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said the league will review its policies regarding domestic violence in lieu of what's been going on in the NFL. Well, no present time. No time like the present. You know, we really need to review our domestic violence policies.
Hey, but I say she had to be white because Span always talking about black women from the Detroit area and Michigan in general. So,
wait, what? What? That Lansing, Michigan is in Detroit.
They all in the same area.
Yeah, they could be black.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you said she had to be white though.
Right, because if she was black, she'd have just fought him back, and that'd have been the end of it. They'd have went and smoked a blunt together later.
Now, if she was black, the only reason I was saying she must be white is because people care.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. Not that a sister would have fought back or some shit. Just
according to Span.
Oh, that's what Span said.
He got arrested.
Mrs. Span said they'd be fighting back.
Yep.
Man, I hope you're not lying on Mrs. Span on the show.
No, that's Span, my dude.
I hope you really said this. I just hope people don't be hitting them on Twitter like Justin said. You said black women be hitting back.
No harassing Mr. Span.
don't want no problems, man. We love Mr. Span and do. Span for
it. I like Span too.
He's a premium listener and a recurring donator, so he will hear this.
And I follow him on Facebook.
Oh yeah, he a beast on Facebook, man. But not to be outdone, Jeff Taylor was like, I got in trouble for domestic violence once.
Oh shit, he did it two times?
Party over here.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
And domestic violence brought to you by Golden Glove Boxing Academy.
Brought to you by Brass Knuckles.
This moment of domestic violence is brought to you by the Migos. That's right.
Brought to you by Sneakers. Sneakers. That's what you kick her in the face with. Sneakers.
Whenever you hit up the club and you want to hit up some people at the same time, listen to the Migos. Yes.
And this moment is brought to you by Tupac, ladies and gentlemen. Keep your head up. Keep yes. your head up.
Brought to you by Charlie Sheen's Dating Life.
In a hotel room, the Marriott.
Yeah, so, yay.
Yeah, it's brought to you by 400 Count Sheets. If you want to wrap up and beat her right, beat her with 400 Count Sheets.
The Hornets wing Jeff Taylor may have been arrested again a night after being arrested and charged with three counts, including domestic assault. Jeff Taylor was at it again. According to WILX, the Hornets player was arrested Thursday night around 7:30 p.m. in East Lansing, Michigan for malicious destruction of a building about a mile from the hotel where he was arrested Wednesday. He didn't have to go far.
Up the street and around the corner.
Saving the police a lot of gas money. On the north side of Michigan State campus, apparently the damage was less than $200, but getting arrested twice in fewer than 19 hours is a pretty bad look.
Fewer than 19?
Is that what he played?
He didn't do 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Now they're saying that it's like confusing whether he was arrested for a second time. According to Pro Basketball Talks, Kurt Halen and Charlotte Fox affiliate Mike Leslie, the Ingham County Jail confirmed to them that Taylor was in jail from 7:30 to 9 p.m. tonight. Neither was able to get confirmation that he was actually arrested. But what would he be in? What, he just went to visit? was he playing Monopoly and he took it literally?
I mean, he made a few friends while he was in there. And, right. You know, he wanted to go. He wanted to go back and visit. He played at Vanderbilt. Why the fuck is he around Michigan?
Yeah. Well, anyway.
He only joined the league in 2012.
Damn, Jeff Taylor.
2 years, bro.
You're supposed to be light-skinned, man. You're not supposed to be doing this kind of shit.
You're still on the rookie contract, dog.
Yeah, and we need you.
You can't be doing that shit. Which McCall be doing that dance your way out of it.
It makes sense. He's not American. He was born in Norrköping, Sweden.
Okay, so he don't really count as light skin now?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, that's what they do over there. They don't...
Oh,
you know,
Lord.
He not used to American customs.
Right, yet. He just don't understand.
Well, women have rights. Happen to be tall and could play basketball.
Yeah, he just don't understand. That's what it is, man. Wait, break it down.
Tradition. He come from a traditional culture.
This is why you on the show, because you always got the angles that people don't understand, man.
Yeah, he come from a traditional culture, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it was.
But only averaging 16 points a game in college. I'm shocked he even made the NBA.
Oh, my. I like this pick.
A Manhattan judge slammed NBA. You know who else liked that pick?
Justin.
Paul George. That's his baby mama.
She thick, ain't she?
Yeah. And she has him in court right now, accusing him of being a deadbeat dad.
She definitely was getting a lot of chips on that pole.
Even though it's all but certain that George is the father of the five-month-old baby girl at the center of the case, Justice Matthew Cooper writes, he has gone to every length imaginable to avoid taking responsibilities for his actions.
he said he's gonna pay her.
Well, he did understand what Ray Rice was doing. That's what he said on Twitter. George has jumped through legal hoops to delay the case brought by his ex-stripper baby mama, Queens native Daniela Rogic, in May. He first asked to remove the case to federal court, and then when that failed,
damn.
He brought a competing proceeding in Florida.
Damn,
he was like, "Bitch, I'm not gonna pay."
He switched states. He wanted to go to the federal government.
Yeah, his lawyer must be Rusty Harden. That motherfucker is all over the place.
I told you, man, that karma, that leg thing was like, nope, we need to sit your ass down somewhere.
You know, he was watching the shit out of How to Get Away with Murder last night.
Did you record that?
Yeah, I recorded.
Okay.
Man, he been on Snap. He been watching all the reruns of Snap.
Even though, as Cooper notes in the racy ruling, the couple first had sex at the Swank Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami. The baby was conceived in California and born in New York, so the fatherhood question belongs in the Empire State.
Oh Lord,
he's taking her all over the globe, wasn't he?
Man, she was going to every game.
And I mean, it sounded like they had a relationship, the amount of fucking they was doing.
Right.
I mean, shit, you fuck me in three different states and we go together.
I mean, once I pay for an airline ticket, you bae.
Yeah, exactly. We fuck in three different states, we go together. We gonna be holding hands and everything.
Out and pull up, everybody gonna know who you is.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care if all the other players done went through you. We together now.
I got your password, your cell phone, and everything.
Yeah, Cooper blasts Georgia's Sunshine State suit because the baller, while ducking paternity in New York, is asking for full custody in Florida because Roderick is unemployed. It is beyond comprehension how George could vouch for his skill as caring for the child while disparaging Roderick's abilities when he has never even seen the child or asked to see the child.
He ain't shit, man.
Or offered to provide for the child's needs.
Man, he ain't shit, man. Although, I will say, this is the side of Paul George I want to see on the basketball court.
Right. Where is this ruthlessness when you're down in game six against the damn Heat?
I want to see this all game, every game.
Right.
Like from day one, you've been on full court press, $1 million, kill that baby.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Where is this killer at on the court? You just need to transcend those skills, my brother, on that basketball court.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. He need Dwight Howard lawyers, because Dwight Howard was like, you can't speak my name, say my name, say my team's name. Shit, you can't even say the NBA, bitch.
But he had to claim the baby first. Mm-hmm. Paul George never claimed the baby.
But he was claiming him and not, he claiming the baby and not claiming at the same time. He want full custody in Florida and no custody in New York.
That's the type of crossover I need on the court.
Right.
That's the killer crossover.
He's federal. It's a federal relationship.
That's the break your ankles crossover right there. I need it on the court.
It's that offense and defense. He playing both sides of the ball.
Player coach out here.
He's shooting threes. He's killing them.
Cooper also slaps George for missing a court appearance after he broke his leg in court. because the player was still able to attend press conferences.
Right, he was, oh, you can't come to court, but you can hover your ass to a press conference? Yep.
Hey, he was also able to travel for recreation.
He about to lose, dog.
He about to pay her.
He about to lose to a child he can't never see. She gonna never allow him to see that child.
Nope.
He about to pay her. 18 years.
18 years.
Hey, well, look, though. He was able to attend press conferences and travel for recreation and ride in his new Ferrari.
He can't even change the gears in the car. Somebody else got to drive his car.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, you getting ready to pay, dog.
Oh, that nigga said driving his new Ferrari. That judge was mad.
Hey, he about to lose, man.
Oh, man. Man, he's in trouble.
He's an asshole, man.
Yep. She fine, too, man.
Yeah, she is.
I just don't understand. The jurist also reprimanded the athlete's attorney for the large national firm, Gordon and Reeves. Cooper blames the lawyers for bringing the filed federal claim with statements that were complete and utter fabrication. The lawyers, C. Anthony Mulrain and Mercedes Colwin, tried to move the state court matter to federal court under false pretenses, claiming it was a child support case when Roderick was only asking for paternity to be resolved. Cooper called the move an egregious abuse of court resources that likely violates the state's professional conduct code. Colwin and Mulrain did not return calls. Roderick's lawyer, Raul Felder, said, on behalf of our client, we are, of course, gratified. Well, you know, Paul George, it's kind of karma. He's talking a ton of shit, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
He was talking a ton of shit about these women and how they need to stop hitting men, and he see it's between him and Janae Rice. Yeah. Okay. Better watch your back, bro. Better watch your back. But yeah, that's good. That's good, man. Anyway, let me look up this next
article. That child gonna grow up hating him.
Dog, like, you. So at the end of the day, you still expect to have to take care of this kid, though, right?
He's like, nope.
Like,
fuck a kid.
Yeah, like, I just don't see how you look at your kid. I love you, son or daughter. You know,
I ain't know you was mine.
As long as I ain't got to pay shit,
I ain't know you was mine. You know how your mama is. No, how is, what you mean how my mama is? What you mean?
Yep.
You mean the woman you was flying out to L.A., Florida, New York?
Fucking her, but you ain't want to take care of me?
Trying to dig in them guts with no condom?
She was babe. Right. She was babe, but she wasn't really babe. Derek Jeter apparently retired and last night, or played his last home game last night, and he had a walk-off single to end his career in Yankee Stadium.
Light skinned God, stay winning.
Mm-hmm.
No, Derek Jeter's not dying, but if you're a Yankee fan, a piece of you dies with this week. It's
no.
It, you know, we laugh about it, and I thought about it all week, and now it's the week we all see in the weeks here, and it's sad. It really is. It's just then Thursday night's going to be even rougher. It's just. You're never going to watch him play a game again. You're never going to go to the stadium. You're never going to chant his name. It's.
Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew.
Think about all the hits, and I'm sitting on the couch with my dad as a kid. Stop, Kenny. It's. Those are your first memories of staying up late, is watching, you know, Jeter get the big hits and Mr. November and, you know, winning the World Series, and it just. They're never going to have that again. That, you know, three champ, you know.
You're breaking up in there.
When you just reminisce and you think about all the glory years, it's just, it's over. It's all over.
When
Mo
were
you, went, that's it. The cheater gone.
When were you most emotional that night? When you were going to the ballpark, when you were leaving?
You know what? No, going it wasn't. It was leaving. When I sat in the car and I had the Yankees post game on and I kind of reflected and thought about every at-bat, I really flashed back and thought about the last 15 years of my life, and something that's there is not going to be there anymore. I
oh, my.
Pieces of my head going. One wants to laugh at my idiot self, and the other just can't help it.
Did Derek Jeter get him a basket?
You guys just, hey, man, it's a legend. You don't see legends come around in your lifetime often, and we have one here in New York, and he's not coming back.
I feel like that dude got the ass.
He's not dead.
No, he'll be there, but his career's dead.
He is hurt.
It was real to me, damn it.
What's going
to
happen here?
Did you think you were going to be this emotional?
You never think about the emotion. You just let emotion happen. And if I could pass that along to anybody underneath me, you just never think about emotion. Emotion's going to happen.
You're philosophical.
And it's only going to be worse the next couple nights.
Do you think you're going to cry on Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh,
that was serious.
If you're a Yankee fan, I don't know how you don't.
You think you're going to cry on Sunday?
Yeah, his man, trolling.
I mean, Sunday about 4 o'clock, that's it, right?
It's over.
Yeah, Justin, I promise, as long as we do this show, I'd never do this to you, man. It's cold, man. He should have got to the commercial a long time ago. Let my man get his shit together. He really hit him with that. So you gonna cry on Sunday?
It's gonna hurt.
Are you gonna cry like a bitch, or are you gonna cry like a man?
February 2, when he doesn't come back to Tampa, I just want him back.
What's harder?
What? He's not your daddy.
He gave him a gift
basket.
Say what?
He had to give him a gift basket, man.
Dude, he said, "I just want him back." What?
Back to Tampa. I just want him back.
What's harder, this or Ryan Callahan?
So good.
This
serious. That's heartfelt.
Because at least I can still at least watch Callahan play and enjoy his playing ability. But this is it, man. And it just, and Callahan was only the recent years. Jeter, literally, I was 9 years old when he broke in. I sat in left field. My dad, remember him breaking in. I was at 96 opening day. So it's over.
They're going to trot him back, man. They're going to trot him out there with all the legends. You know, Mariano's around here all the time.
I'm going to go to Cooperstown when he gets inducted. I owe myself that. I got to go when he gets inducted. And I know he'll come back for the old-timers day, but it's not going to be the same, man. It's not going to be October. It's not going to be championships. It's not going to be our Yankee arrogance. It's not going to be the ticker tape. It's all just, it's all gone. It's all gone now.
You know we might actually win now.
You've lost a piece of your
childhood.
I have.
I don't know why I'm laughing, because with Kobe retired, I'm going to be crying like a bitch on the show.
I have. When you laugh something like that, when you're 9, 10 years old, and this guy's coming up, and you're watching his whole career, and here you are at 27, I'm a grown adult, I moved out, I'm married, and now he's ending. It's like, well, that was it. That was the last chunk of your childhood, and it's gone, and it's time to grow up.
You're not ready to grow up.
I'll never be ready to grow up, but I have to eventually. Why you put me under the heat lamp like this?
I just want to hear you emote. I want to hear what it's like. I'm not a Yankee fan. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough week.
Is your dad like this?
All right, that's enough of this crying, bitch. yeah, man. This is why I don't like baseball, because of him. And people like him.
Yeah, I'm just...
I mean, the Yankees are actually starting to win now.
Mm-hmm.
This is not making the playoffs.
No, I mean, because Derek Jeter... He is holding up a lot of money in a spot where you need a player that can actually hit home runs,
right?
Or field the ball wherever you need to.
Now, if baseball was more like this next clip, I probably would watch a lot more of it. Apparently, San Francisco is celebrating because the Giants are going to the postseason, and they clinched it, so they had a live report on.
Well, guys, I just lost him because Hunter Pence is doing a speech, so we're going to show you that right now. Hunter Pence is doing a speech.
Our goal at the beginning of this fucking season is to win a fucking World Series, and guess what, boys? We're going to the fucking Rams!
Well, Hunter Pence right now is doing the good old, you know, it's kind of like Chapel, you know, the new era Chapel that.
Yeah, that was live.
Oh my!
He was cussing his ass
off. Oh well, goddamn!
That's why you don't go live after the post game, because they always curse.
Right? How many times have we seen the celebration that it's beep beep? Because they didn't do it live. Because you know not to cut to him live.
Yeah, that right. Delay is real. That delay is real.
Oh, my God. He was cussing up a storm, man. Not even a five-second delay could have saved that one, man. That nigga was like, beep, 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 beep. We're going to go there. We're going to fuck him up. We're going to fuck the fucking fuck out of him.
Right.
And then we're going to fuck him in the ass and fuck this shit.
So they're back there pouring champagne and shit on each other. Come on, dog.
That's so good, man. That's the best shit ever.
Mm-hmm. They end up being all erotic and stuff with that champagne.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Like it's a music video.
Bosch would have been in there smothering himself. speaking of dirty mouths, Colin Kaepernick is saying he didn't say the N-word. And the Bears defensive end, Lamar Houston, is saying he definitely did call me a nigga. He said... He said he used the N-word to dress him during Chicago's week 2 win over San Francisco. I'm more shocked that you would snitch, but he must have said it in a fucked up way. But yeah, he said
I bet he did, because he's probably an ass.
He got fined $11,025.
Yeah, cats don't like Kaepernick, man.
I forget who it was, but I heard someone say the best joke, and I hate that I'm forgetting who it was. But he said, shouldn't he get fined half of that?
Oh, good. Oh, that was so good.
He should only have to pay half the fine. Because he's black and white. But yeah, Houston claims he was not insulted by the racial slur. Says it's a cultural thing. So he was actually kind of taking a stand for him. Like, one, I'm not insulted, but he definitely called me a nigga.
Right. He can't cover that one up.
Yeah. But, whatever, man. It's a lot to do about nothing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know why they, like, this is the funny shit, right? The NFL's so good at distracting people from real problems by being like, yeah, we're going to make them stop calling each other nigga, y'all. It's like, So what about the beating of the wives? Huh? Why y'all bring that shit up?
We got a team. We're going to teach them how to do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
We ordering a class on it.
Steve Smith talking shit about the Panthers on the low. He said having a quarterback like Joe Flacco is refreshing. You motherfucker.
Now, y'all remember all that shade I used to throw at Steve Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And Rod used to have his back.
I don't want to be hurt. That's when he was in Charlotte. And he still lives here, by the way.
Yes, he does. His family's still here, too.
But you see,
he's
an asshole.
I disagree. No, I think he's a nice person.
I don't think he's an asshole.
And I still have his back.
I do, too. And
I think he's very hurt.
Yeah, I did that. I think he thought he was going to retire here, which is the biggest thing.
Because
his family's still here, so... his family is still here.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to leave them. And when he's with the Panthers, he really couldn't do... He didn't need to be number one receiver. He's not there. So that makes a difference.
His wife could do better than him.
I think he's a good person.
She could do better than him.
Sometimes he comes to the Siskiyou and plays ball. I've played ball with him in the Siskiyou. And I think he's a nice human being. And he was just hurt by how the Panthers did him.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish him much success.
All they did was tell him he wasn't going to be the number one option.
I wish him a lot of success, man. Let's move to the next story. I don't even know why I brought that story up. Sorry. Ray McDonald court hearing was canceled, so he can play ball. Yeah, he gonna be fine, y'all.
That's how you have the shit in California.
That's right, y'all. He can keep on playing. He ain't gotta worry about that shit. Ray McDonald, like, oh, y'all niggas taking time off? Not me. I'm free.
I ain't worried about nothing.
I'm stunting on these hoes.
No flex. So
they gonna wait till this nigga get accused like a day before the playoffs. he gonna get charged like December 31st. They be like, about that Super Bowl, bro. You're not gonna be able to play. But he was arrested August 31st on suspicion of felony domestic violence, and then the police said, fuck it.
It don't matter.
It's been a month. Whatever. We'll get around to it when we gets around to it.
He got a. Apparently, he has a better lawyer than some of the other players. They need to get like him.
Yeah. The investigation does continue, though. It's not over. But until the meantime, in between time, he will be on the field.
Getting them checks.
You know how people have been kind of talking about. I guess I already. This almost doesn't need to be brought up because we already discussed it. But the law enforcement said they officially did mail the tape to the NFL. So,
right.
Of the Ray Rice thing. So somebody lying. Bill Simmons is too close to the truth.
Roger, right. You're lying.
Charlie Strong has been kicking a lot of people out of Texas, and he black. Yep. So things have been going kind of weird for him because he's getting a lot of flack for kicking these dudes out, but he's kicking them out for failing drug tests. And three of them got charged with rape.
Yep.
So what the fuck? He's supposed to let them play? Because if he let them play, y'all be talking about same old shit as Mac Brown.
Right. Right.
You know what's crazy, too, is they didn't want him there. He was like, look, when I come, I'm getting rid of these troublemakers that's been on the team. I've heard the stories. I've seen the press conferences. Those guys are getting out of here. They can shape up or ship out. And... they only mentioned that he really kicking them off the team. This is the first story I've heard where they actually, these the details of why he kicking them off.
Yeah, he's been drug testing them more than they were before. During his first 8 months, he's drug testing them 188 times. Mac Brown was only testing them an average of 104 times per year. So, yeah, he's looking for any excuse. Like, you can get the fuck out. So according to data the newspaper acquired through an open records request, Texas drug tested every player after spring break in March. Players who were considered at risk were then subject to more frequent testing. A total of 18 Longhorns players were tested again April 11th through 15th and were tested July 19th during the summer conditionally. 5 days after that round of testing, three Texas players, running backs Joe Bergeron, Jalen Overstreet, and defensive back Chavosky Collins, were dismissed from the program for violating team rules. Three more players were suspended indefinitely.
Right, and this is you can't have it both ways. You want them to clean up, but you don't want it to affect your fucking football. It does not work like that. You break the rules, you have to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, because for a lot of people, they got this double standard in football rules, and he's like, fuck a football, get the fuck out, and people want to get mad with him. But like you say, if you let these dudes stay, they're going to say, well, why aren't y'all getting rid of them? You can't win for losing. I'm with dude. Get the fuck out of here.
The problem is he's losing games while he's doing this.
Yeah, but they knew that was going to happen.
Right.
It's a complete sabotage to even question, like, whether he would be on the hot seat or bring up any of this shit. Because it's basically like, well, let's be honest, we only care about winning. And he's like, nah, I'm going to build y'all up from the ground up, you know? And he's a disciplinarian. So it's just kind of funny the
and
way
they
doing.
Didn't they notice when they got him?
Yeah, they knew.
All right, then.
They in denial about it.
Mm-hmm. They thought they were just going to keep winning games, start winning games, like there were no changes going to happen. Meanwhile, all them niggas was on scholarship. What the fuck you going to do? They got to go, or you got to change. Gabrielle Union finally responded to critics of her marriage to Dwayne Wade. Gabrielle Union's had enough of people's comments. Oh, she's been listening to the show. Has had enough of people's comments about her marriage to Miami Heat baller Dwayne Wade. The couple's relationship has been under constant fire since it was discovered Wade had a baby with another woman while the couple was on a break.
No, it's been under fire since you was cheating with him on Savon.
Since you stole his... I'm sorry. Let me just read this. Now that she is officially Mrs. Wade, she decided to let everybody know exactly where they could stick all of their unwanted advice and comments.
That's what his ex-wife thought,
she
too.
Put a picture of her on Instagram walking down the steps towards Dwayne Wade.
Because they're not selling those then, huh?
Mm-hmm. It says, the walk to love. I leave behind fear, judgment, scorn. I will not be shamed, lectured on what I deserve or what I have coming to me. I'm a lot of things, but careless, ignorant, gullible, or deviant, I am not. Love to those who have shown me love. God bless. Hashtag throwback Thursday. Hashtag happy. Love sign. Hashtag and the beat goes on. Hashtag who's watching Scandal tonight. Hashtag Gladys stand up.
Yeah, she's doing everywhere with this hashtag, ain't she?
I think she won me over just there with them last two hashtags. I'm on her side now. I too have voiced my own personal opinions about the relationship, but there has to come a point where you just shut up and let people live their lives. Who was anybody to tell Gabby she shouldn't marry the man she loves because of his infidelity? And if she likes it, then we all should. That's from that tall.
If you like it, I love it.
You know what, man? I'm on Gabby's side now. He made an honest woman of you. You got to raise. I mean, I wish the best for those kids now, man. I'm done. I'm over being petty about it. You home wrecking harlot.
Good for you, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Can't hold on to the grudges forever, man.
I'm not holding on to the grudge. I'm just stating facts.
Yeah, you hold on to
stating
it.
Stating facts.
You are. You holding on to it.
Stating facts.
Because she stole that woman's children from her.
Yep. Got her calling mama and shit.
Right. But
parts in the wedding, but she can't even get a weekend visit with her babies during the summer when school out.
Yeah.
She can't even get a
weekend. Now that she's gone, I'm just going to miss her. So much. She dropped those news on the timeline and she was looking good. She's gone now.
It wasn't for Dwayne though. It was for her other boo.
But
because she definitely, if Turk was to send me news, they definitely, she's not going to be covering up anything.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you on that part.
It's all going to be all out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they for me. And vice versa.
You know what? See, that's how I feel. If I send you pics, I send them to you. You only. Mm-hmm. I did not send them to everybody else to see. And these niggas is hurt, get mad, get jealous, and put shit out there and fuck it up for the people who just like random titty pics from women because they cover them shits up because they don't want them on the internet.
You know it's virgins who leak these photos, right? They keep getting rejected by women.
Well, now that she's putting the cakes up for good, I will miss Gabrielle Union. You know, she had a career. I grew up watching her, and it was very, very difficult to watch her walk down that aisle and be with Dwayne Wade and his two ligaments.
You actually not missing out on
and his
thing,
kids.
Right? Not missing out.
I just can't believe that it's over already, man.
I'm sure she'll show him on her new
BET
show.
A lot of men my age grew up jerking it to Gabby. And all her man stealing that she did in her movies. Some of us even watched Being Mary Jane. And it's going to be different without her, you know, I'm certainly going to go to the Black Hall of Fame BET Awards.
Ah!
And watch her get her.
She won't win an award.
Watch her get her thong retired.
She won't win an award for that.
And it's going to be, you know, you just let the emotions happen. You don't think about them before they happen.
I'm sure there'll be more news of her leak.
You just never know what's going on.
You'll have those to look forward to.
Hopefully she can be good to those boys and all the break babies. I wish her all the break babies that she wants in her career.
Dwayne Wade will probably be the one to leak them.
I guess we won't see her in Bad Boys 3.
Next time she leaks some photos, I want her to smile. She should look happy she's sending pictures out.
I just need a moment. Goodbye, Gabby. I was hoping I could talk you out of being with Dwayne Wade and you'll come back to us. But
she would join your family. That is a good point. She'll be happy to join your family as a mistress.
Well, now it looks like it's over. My dreams are done, man. Just good luck, Gabby. It's your fine ass.
They'll be divorced in 2 years.
We can only hope. Mo Claiborne storms out of a facility. That's right. He's a Cowboys defensive back. He found out Orlando Scandrick will be replacing him in the starting lineup. So he left the facility like a little bitch. Here's the thing. You play for the Cowboys defense. Nigga, you wasn't good.
Right.
What the fuck? Anyone can take your spot. Y'all are terrible on defense. He quit like all Cowboys do in the fourth quarter. So just what a dumbass thing to do. How you gonna go home? Cause hey, we took your spot. I'm going home, daddy.
Go quit on his job.
Put daddy's on, you're on speaker, daddy. Talk to Jason Garrett. Talk to Coach Garrett. I don't want to talk to your dad. I don't want to talk to your dad. Is it cause I'm black? Y'all are both black. What are you talking about? Yeah, real original. I heard the race card. Good job, buddy. And you talked to my publicist.
Why did they let him come back?
I was in Django. I don't know why he let him. Like, Scandrick,
I was in Django.
Scandrick was hurt, and then he got healthy. I mean,
I'm saying, why did they let this dude come back? Like, once he's thrown out,
he
should have came back to a locked facility. His key card shouldn't have worked, and it should have been a bag. Yeah.
Matter of fact, Scandrick had the starting spot, but I think he got suspended for, like, drugs or some shit. So, yeah, so he got suspended 2 games, and Claiborne helped fill the void, starting 2 of the Cowboys' first 3 games, and now he lost the starting spot. So, yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Now, what sucks is that he found out because Jerry Jones said it on his weekly radio show.
Oh, no, that's fucked up.
That is fucked. Jerry Jones is so stupid, man.
Hey, man. Yeah, old dude with money, man. Hell, you think he care about feelings?
How you going to announce this shit on the air? Kevin Garnett is not sure if he's coming back next year. And I'm not sure if I even give a fuck. What would it matter?
Right.
Play for the play. For, I mean, what was all that integrity you was talking about when it came to Ray Allen?
Right.
Now that Paul Pierce done went to D.C. to play with them young boys.
Right.
Extend his career a couple years.
Right.
What's up with all that integrity? Play your contract out, bitch.
I think people just don't want to sign him. And that's really more the issue.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't sign him. Not for what he asking for.
Mm-hmm. The Cleveland Cavaliers have a lottery now for tickets. It'll be a monthly lottery system for single game tickets, which demand an all time high. They're at an all time high demand now because LeBron's back. So Dan Snyder did not waste time making that money.
Gilbert.
Dan Gilbert did not. I'm sorry, I forget which evil white man I'm talking about.
so many of them out here in the world.
So many. There's an internal desire to make sure we could get as many different fans to our games as possible, said Cavs CEO Lynn Komorowski. These fans have been with us for good times and the bad, and we want the tickets in their hands instead of the brokers. We're going to buy them with the intention of taking them, reposting them, and selling them for profit. On September 26th, the team will start taking names from fans who want to be entered in the lottery. The Cavs say they have set aside about 50,000 tickets to sell on a single game basis, meaning they'll release roughly 1,200 per game to the lottery. During the first week of each month, fans whose names come up will have 12 hours to choose which game during the next month they want to attend.
Damn, 12 hours?
Each winning fan will be able to purchase up to 6 tickets. The price of the tickets is variable depending on the opponent, but team officials say the average price to see the tickets matches the average price of the top tier of seats from last season.
It's actually smart. That way random people can get them. Like you said, you don't have these people holding them and spots open, and people may not come and sit in spots.
Fans who win the chance to buy the tickets and purchase them are not eligible to compete for two more months in the lottery. So you got to take the next 2 months off. Unlike season tickets, which are team restricted to in-state buys, the lottery is available to out-of-town fans as well.
Okay. Also, season tickets, but you got to live in the state.
The Cavs sold out the season tickets in July less than 8 hours after James announced he would leave the Miami Heat.
Woo!
8 hours, my nigga. What a powerful motherfucker. LeBron. I hate to see Dan Gilbert prosper, but, you know, what are you going to do? LeBron James lost weight by not eating a lot of foods. No carbs, no sugar, no dairy, no refined sugar, no nothing. Just meat, fish, veggies, and fruit. No pancakes, no chocolate chip cookies, or ice cream. Three of James' favorite vices. He said, I had the Cookie Monster chasing me a few times in my dreams.
I know he did.
But don't he, he already got enough muscle, right? Like, won't this help him cramp up more?
I don't know. He didn't develop muscle. He just lost.
I'm sure he was still lifting weights at the same time.
Yeah. Well, he might have lost muscle.
Right.
Really.
Which they said contributed to a lot of his cramps and all that stuff. And a lot of times it extends your career.
Mm-hmm. But, he said he's in the 250 range now. He said, you know, a lot lighter than I've been playing the past few years, but I feel good. You have to go see him in person to understand how big he is, because it just doesn't come across on TV.
Yeah, even though he's slimmed down, he's still big.
When you see that nigga in real life, you be like, oh, he's a goddamn sinner. What is he doing?
Right,
and that's
huge.
What I'm saying with him losing weight. I feel like he's losing the fat part, and it's just making him even more toned and muscular.
Right.
Yeah, but
it's slimmer, but it's still more muscle.
It also requires less, it probably would require less water, though, in a way. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't think being in shape or losing weight is necessarily a negative thing. It's not like, put it this way, when people lose weight, it's not like, oh, all of a sudden I'm getting dehydrated. You get dehydrated more when you're fat anyway. You know what I mean? Like, you got to stay hydrated no matter what you are. But, and it also might just be a genetic thing for him. But we already know what doesn't work. He really only cramps up. He really only cramped up that one time. Like, people make a big deal out of it, but I think it's happened maybe two times in his whole career. I think he just lost weight because he wants to extend his career, and he won't have to be so bang. He doesn't think he'll be banging so much with Kevin Love, and they're gonna need his perimeter defense with Kevin Love.
Little does he know.
Yeah. Well, they're gonna need his perimeter defense with Kevin Love.
They're gonna need a round the rim defense too.
I think we already covered this, but Greg Oden hit his girlfriend in the face.
Yep.
He's getting felony domestic violence charge for beating her last month. He's facing one count of felony battery resulting in a seriously bodily harm and two misdemeanor battery charges for his alleged role in the August 7th attack on a 24-year-old woman at his mother's suburban Indianapolis home.
At his mama house.
According to Marion County court documents, a police affidavit, police say were called to the home around 3:30 a.m. and found the woman on a blood-splattered sofa with cuts and bruises to her face. Blood-splattered sofa. Wow. She was later treated at hospital for a fractured nose, a swollen eye, and a laceration on her forehead that were the result of at least 3 punches to her face, according to police and court documents.
Well, I guess them knees don't mess with them hands.
Yeah, well, he was treated for broken hands because he was hurt. Of course, this segment is brought to you. Segment brought to you by baby oil and Band-Aids. Okay, cover yourself up with baby oil so that the punches slide right off. And if it doesn't work, Johnson & Johnson baby brand Band-Aids will help heal.
Yeah, this one is brought to you by knee braces. You know, put the braces around your knees so that when you punch her and have to knee her, your knees won't break.
Mm-hmm.
It's brought to you by Under Armour. Under Armour, always stay protected in any situation, whether it's playing on the basketball court or trying to beat the shit out of your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Boom. She was later treated at a hospital for a broken nose, a fractured nose, a swollen eye. Oh, yeah, I said that already. In the arrest report, Odin told police he punched her in the face because the argument had gotten out of control.
I mean, that's how you control your hoes, I guess.
This segment is brought to you by Abuse Awareness. Make sure you guys sign up for the Abuse Awareness class with featured speakers such as Jim Brown.
It's also brought to you
Ike
by
Turner. We're also going to be able to get Chris Brown in there for a special speech.
Oh, Lord.
Probably be able to get Darren Sharper if he can get him out of jail in time.
It's brought to you by Isotope Gloves. always wrap up, fellas. Wrap your hands up. And if the glove does not fit, then you must acquit.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. He remains an unsigned free agent. No, he won't be unsigned. He won't be unsigned, dog. He got to wear a GPS device from the time that he was formally charged. He couldn't be reached for comment Monday. Nigga, you know you home. Answer your phone.
It's brought to you by The Color Pink. Fight like a girl or fight a girl. Either one. The Color Pink.
Yep. Oh. Brought to you by Sure Deodorant. Strong enough for a man to punch a bitch in the face. Right in a motherfucking face.
Yeah, it's brought to you by Mace. This is what you spray in her eyes so she can't see the punches coming.
Brought to you by the light-skinned, God-fearing men in Tyler Perry movies. We're here to save one black woman at a time.
Yes.
I don't even know what we're going to name this show. Odin and Bell previously declined to comment to the case itself. He's a free agent. His trial starts 3 weeks into the NBA regular season, so won't be seeing him again. So, man. Greg Oden, man. Who would have thought it would be him, you know? I mean, I guess that's what happens when you have so much time to sit at home and be annoyed by your woman.
Right.
The Cavs did a five-player trade, and Keith Bogans is now a Cavalier. Keith Bogans.
Who did they?
The
a
Cavs.
Five-player? What they playing? Spades? What do you mean? Plus one?
What you mean?
Man, LeBron should have kept that roster the way it was.
Right.
The Cavs are expected to package their 3 non-guaranteed deals, Eric Murphy, John Lucas, and Malcolm Thomas, in the trade for Keith Bogans.
Yeah, they doing. They like, you know what? We going
to
trade.
Keith used to be okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he old now. Like, I don't get it.
Right.
Bogans and Haywood are a combined $16 million and completely unguaranteed contract off next offseason. That's why. So they can cut them. So
they're gonna have an old man YMCA squad this year. They just gonna play physical and get all the calls.
Like I said from jump, man, the Cavs are planning to win this in 2 or 3 years. That's why I don't understand why they were so pressured to get Kevin Love in the first place. But whatever, man, they got the money now, so they're gonna be able to do that. Steve Ballmer will institute. He's the new owner of the Clippers. He will institute a no Apple policy because he's a former Microsoft's, or maybe current Microsoft CEO. So he decided that everybody gonna be using Surface Pros and shit now.
Nigga, what you know?
And it extends to everybody.
So now I gotta fucking buy 2 phones because of you.
Yeah, employees like
I'm sure he
everybody.
Gonna give it to him.
He's a Microsoft loyalist. He said it should come as no surprise then that the Clippers will be a Microsoft organization. The son of Ford Motor Company manager, he's always been a company and a product loyalist, banning his own family from using Apple's iPhones.
Nigga, fuck you.
Most of the Clippers are Windows. Some of the players and coaches are not, Ballmer said. And Doc kind of knows that's a project. It's one of the first things he said to me. We're probably going to have to get rid of our iPads, aren't we? And I said, yeah, we probably are. But I promised we would do it during the offseason. Who's gonna be the first one to get caught with an iPad?
Right. How you gonna come in here?
Blake Griffin?
Yeah, you like you own an NBA team. You don't fucking own Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's mainly referring to all team related activities that they'll have those products, but your personal you can still do what you want.
I don't know. He won't even let his family use it.
I mean, he paying for their livelihood.
Don't get much more personal than family, right?
Right. You're going to be paying, like I said, you're going to be paying for this new plan I got to get now because mm-hmm. I don't have a Surface Pro. And what happened if it's something somebody fucking hates? A lot of people don't get those that shit because they don't like it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
La 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 la.
Oh.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Hey, Mamba.
Kobe Bryant got a compliment from Phil Jackson who says he went beyond Michael Jordan in his training. Hot fire, hallelujah. No, he didn't.
I believe that.
Phil Jackson recently sat down for an interview with the New York Post. Don't brag and boast. She's the mother of my kids, and I love her the most. And was asked whether Carmelo Anthony would seek to model his own training regimen after Kobe Bryant's. Jackson dismissed such a notion as largely unreasonable.
Right.
Given how demanding Bryant was of himself, but it's Jackson's comment about Michael Jordan's training habit that has garnered attention on Twitter. No one can approach that level of training, Jackson said. I don't expect anybody to be able to model their behavior after that. Although Kobe modeled his behavior about Michael Jordan, but he went beyond Michael in his attitude towards training. I know Mike would probably question me saying that, but he did.
You know what? I believe that. I really, really do believe that. He's the only person I know that would put himself in Deep Space Nine on the planet Earth to get his ass back within like a ridiculous amount of time. You know, like, I'm pretty sure he gets up. I think one time I remember him listening on an interview, and they was interviewing him like, you know, 7-8 o'clock in the morning. And he was basically like, yeah, I already done like 3 workouts. I've already like ran a few miles. I'm like, goddamn, it's 8 o'clock in the fucking morning. Yeah.
Kobe started them workouts at 4 or 5 in the morning. Yeah.
Right. And he does it all day. He's the first one in, last one out.
I used to think it was crazy till I started going to that 5 a.m. run.
Yeah. Hashtag Kobe system. Hashtag right. Mamba mentality.
Hashtag Kobe says you're welcome.
Zen Master said it, man. No one can approach that level of training, he said. No one. Yeah, dog.
And also, truthfully.
Makes sense to me.
I think you got to be a certain level of insane to do that, too. Like, literally.
For sure.
But, you know, that's his thing. And, you know, he's like, I'm about this winning.
Yep. All right. I don't see any questions in the chat. No stories that we let drop through the strap, through the
bottom. Rondo. You hear about Rondo?
What about Rondo?
Rondo slipped and fell in the shower.
No.
And broke something.
What?
Yes.
Is it that elbow Dwayne Wade previously broke?
I'm not sure, but I seen people talking about that.
What?
Yeah, I seen it going down my timeline.
No, this nigga did not. This Rondo breaks hand and fall in the shower.
Well, he couldn't shoot anyway, so
he was probably trying to fuck.
But you know, the one skill he did have was being able to palm the ball with them big ass hands. Yeah. So. Yikes!
He had surgery to repair a broken hand and will miss the start of regular season. Man, I think he just don't want to play for the Celtics and broke his arm.
He did that on purpose, so they can't trade him.
The Celtics said Rondo underwent a surgical fixation of a left metacarpal fracture on Friday morning at New England Baptist Hospital after injuring himself in the fall of his home Thursday evening. He's expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks, leaving the Celtics without the starting point guard for the start of the season. Marcus Smart going to start, and Phil Presley, who started 11 games as a rookie last season. So, damn, that's crazy.
He just ain't want to be traded, man. He did anything to avoid that trade.
Yeah, I didn't think to avoid playing for that team. He probably did it so he would be traded.
Right.
Nobody want to play there.
Nope.
Anyway, man, slap hands. We'll see you guys next week. Till then, we're out.
Peace.
Don't forget, this show has been brought to you by hand breaking ointment.
Brought to you by Tubbs.
Right. Brought to you by Epsom salt.
Yes.
Breaking your hands in the shower.
It's brought to you by Tussin. Just put some Tussin on it and it'll heal right up.
Brought to you by shower flow mats.
All right.